fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fast. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
That is exactly how I feel tonight. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio. Carlito on the air here. Your host for the evening. Early start to the show tonight. Figured why not. Why not? With me here, as always, is the Milkman.
Hey, my neat dog. It's great, it's great. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Good to hear your melodious tones. You're sounding healthy, up to it, and wonderful.
Melodious.
I'm sure you have something amazing in store for us, right, my friend?
I am melodious today, yes, and that's amazing. Lots of amazing.
Yeah, I've got a good friend here with me from Germany. He's in town here. And, just give him a shout out. And
hello, buddy. Hello, mix me those shoes.
That's my friend in Germany, everybody. What's your name?
Eric, you up
there. All right, yes, we got the family listener online. Right here, live for you.
All right. All right, that's good. I'm glad to hear your friend from Germany on the line. That's awesome. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend. Did it take offense? Don't take offense. We're just silly.
No, we don't take offense. We love Germany, man.
Yeah, we
Germany
do love
rocks.
Germany's a nice country. Good beer, good women, respectful
women.
Oh,
my God, man. If I get lucky enough to get a German girl, man, I will be having a good time.
I'm planning on drinking a lot of beer tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, that's beer.
Yes, sir. Milkman, you go get yourself a six-pack and drink it driving around.
You know I like Beck, right? You know I love Beck. That's one of my favorites.
Beck's. Yes,
yeah,
I didn't know. I thought you liked that other one. I thought you like, what is it? That one Irish beer. What was it you used to talk about?
Okay. There's another one I like. That's an English beer.
What the hell was that you used to say all the time? Three words in it. What was it? You know what I'm talking about? Someone in the chat room needs to remember.
Brown ale. The brown ale.
It was some brown ale. Yeah, you're always like, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Not Pabst Blue Ribbon. What the hell was it? Ugh. UK Ted, you got to be from 2006 to know. You got to be an old time 2005-06. Milkman used to always talk about a beer he used to drink.
Newcastle Brown Ale. That's it, my friend.
What was it?
You see, I haven't been drinking for a long time. You can tell, right? I don't remember
it was white. Wasn't it something Castle? Newcastle. Yeah. Newcastle's Brown
Newcastle.
Ale.
Hey, man, thank you so much, bro. You enjoy your trip, man. Have a safe one. All right, our buddy's off. He's back to the great blue ocean.
Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. We got a lot going
on. Can you believe that, man? Isn't that awesome, man? German sailor.
I'm telling you, German sailor. Hey, we got a lot of request of pranks here that come in. People are slowly starting to filter in here. Because we usually don't start the show for like another half hour from when I started it. We're supposed to start at 10. I usually don't get the ball rolling until 10:15, but. Not this week.
Hey, man, we are early. We're in there. We're ready to roll. So, everybody, hold on to your seats, man, because we're going to rattle them.
We're going to have a good show tonight. That's right. Wanted to mention, been having a lot of fun. Brad knows about this, RBCP Milkman. I don't know if you heard. There's a bit of confusion on Twitter, on the Twitter sphere. Because I was an early adopter on Twitter, rather. I jumped on Twitter really early before it got really big. So I took out the Twitter name Madhouse. And if you want to follow me there, we're on Madhouse. Madhouse on Twitter. We always say that here on the show. So there is a there's a retail store in England, I suppose, named Madhouse also. It's like Madhouse Clothing. you know, they sell decent clothing at a cheap price or something like that, from what I understand. I don't know. But they have, they infuse a lot of humor to their shirts and stuff like that, you know, and then, so they had a men's pair of chinos, that, apparently some woman blogger found out. She was looking at a pair of it. She looked at the label, you know, that has the, you know how they have the label on there? It tells you how to wash it.
So, how to wash your chinos?
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Well, if you don't know how.
I don't think you can wash leather.
I don't know. Well, whatever. But look, so it says on it, like, you know, do not iron, machine wash, you know, tumble dry, etc., etc. And then, and at the very end, it says, or give it to your woman because it's her job. So,
there you go.
Well, since it, you know, having some humor. So, this blogger woman got really upset about it. She wrote an article. And then, but the, here's all I know is I log in on Wednesday to Twitter just to check it out, see what's going on. And I've got like a whole bunch of tweets, you know, like mentions and stuff. And all of them were like, you know, how dare you, and your show, you know, your pants this, and your sexist pants, your sexist trousers, and I'm like, whoa, 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 ladies. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? The fuck did I do? So I'm thinking, well, somebody ran with the prank call. We have man pants, you know? We have a prank call where I was really very anti-woman, very chauvinistic, very sexist, and I told the woman, you know, you're wearing the man pants. But then I find out, no, it's, what's going on is that this woman, she blogged about it and she tweeted about it, about her article that she wrote, and then she put at Madhouse as the company. So she's attributing me, my Twitter, as the fucking company. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, hang on.
Odd case of mistaken identity, man. Proximity effect. Somebody trying to move in on our patented trademark.
Yeah, so then I ran with it. And I started tweeting out like I was the company. I was like, yeah, what did I say? I got a bunch of people really pissed off. And I'm still, even today, I've been getting a bunch of tweets and mentions and stuff. What did I say? I said, Brad was looking at it. It was pretty funny. He was jumping in on it too. I'd have to, let me get on tweet deck here real quick and see. Yeah, I had one of them that I did was, seriously, girls, our pants label was a joke. By the way, it is dinner time now. Shouldn't you be in the kitchen making dinner? And a lot of people have been retweeting that and complaining about that. I put down, we apologize. What did I put down? We apologize due to the fact that women have lost focus on their biblical roles and are ruining society with their free will. And that's been retweeted by a bunch of people and replied to by a bunch of people. A lot of people. A lot of women upset about that. I also tweeted out, women are best suited to cleaning, cooking, and baby making. That being said, our lawyers say we are sorry about the labels. A lot of them really upset about that. So then one of them that I did, I tweeted the blogger directly, and I basically, all I tweeted to her was, simmer down, lady. No, simmer down, little lady, is what I said to her. Simmer down, little lady. And then, like, about 10 seconds later, there's some feminist blogger, like, hardcore liberal feminist fucking blogger, who's like, did at Madhouse seriously just to call her a little lady, you know, like blog that to the world.
Oh my god! Yeah, this is the case for our Nunu to get some down for it.
He's
some information.
He always gets in on that. Yeah, so it became this whole big mess. It's still going on. So everyone follow Twitter, and the hashtag is sexist trousers. If you go to Twitter, sexist trousers, and be sure to put a mention there for at Madhouse, because I'm sure we've been probably getting, and we've got a lot of supporters. A lot of supporters, a lot of people have started following Madhouse on Twitter, have voiced their support for my trousers, my pants.
Is this for the our clothing line? Or
yeah.
Is this for the actual show line?
I guess we have a clothing line now. It's hilarious.
There you go.
Yeah, but how funny is it that if Madhouse, and I said this in the forums on madhouselive.com, if we had a clothing line, that's exactly probably something that we would sneak in there on the label to give it to your woman, it's her job to clean it. So there you go. But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with that. So that's a little something I wanted to share with you all. I'm sorry, women. All the women out there know it's just a joke when I say stuff like that. Like, my wife is cracking it. My wife loves it. She thinks it's the most hilarious thing ever. She's been following it with me this whole time. She knows. She knows this is a joke, so we're good. We're good.
Well, the explosive responses, though, you see, that's what brings the real joy to it. You know?
Yeah, at first I thought, what did I say? Like, what did they find out? Did they find something? Because I'm sure I've said some shit. I think we need to play that prank now, the man pants, then. Hang on. While I get things organized here, let's play a classic Madhouse prank called the man pants. This will explain our position here at Madhouse. The man pants.
You gotta like post a link to the prank, you know?
yeah, I should, right? You're right, I'll do that. Anyway, folks, we'll play this prank from two.
This is one of the divisions of Madhouse, you know, Incorporated.
Exactly. This is from 2009, the man pants. Have a listen.
I was getting ready to hang up and call back, sir, because I haven't been put on hold so much, and I've been demanding to speak to the chef, the head chef in charge. He's the person that takes the responsibility when it comes to steak and food.
I'm the general manager, sir.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak to the man in charge there in the kitchen, please?
I will be happy to assist you. I'm the general manager, so I've managed a whole restaurant.
That's nice.
So I will take full responsibility of everything.
That's nice, honey. You just sit there, be pretty. It's okay. But go ahead and put the
Actually, yeah, that's I quoted that prank in one of my tweets to the feminist lady. I said, you just sit there and be pretty, honey. And she's like, and then she's like, honey, sweetie, little lady, give me more ammo. She's like, I'm gonna write a horrible blog article on your company. And then some guy was like, hey, you're so stupid. Don't you see he's trolling you?
Can you on the phone again, please?
Sir, rudeness is not necessary at this point in time, and he doesn't deal with any kind of guest complaints. I would be more than happy to do so.
Well, who cooked my steak, then? Who's in charge of cooking back there? Because this is the person I need to speak with. We got to get to the root of the problem. Not dealing with red tape with women answering the phone wearing man pants.
Sir, that is unnecessary. I'm trying to assist you. I'm on your side here. But making derogatory comments about me because I'm a female is unnecessary.
Take off your man pants, woman.
Tell me what reservation you were on.
This is Valente, and I came with a party from Valente and Associates. And for the fifth time, I've gotten the messed up order with the steak. I command you to apologize to me. Matter of fact, I want you to bring Fernando to the phone. And I want you to. I want him to say I'm sorry into the speakerphone. You have speakerphone there, honey? Hello?
Oh, God.
Do you know how to use...
Wow. This is going well. Hey, this is Ted Song.
Hi. Who are you holding for?
I'm holding for the head chef man in charge. Who am I speaking with, and why are you answering?
This is the regional manager. My name is Kim. And
that's
who am
nice,
I
honey.
What is your name,
that's
sir?
Nice, honey. This is Valente. I need to speak to the chef, please. There's a gentleman there who I was working with before.
The chef passed your phone call along to me.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak? Is there
Could
a gentleman
there? Could you not call me honey, please? What is your name, sir?
This is Valente.
Valente is your first name?
That's right, sweetie.
Okay, please don't call me sweetie.
She's on top of things, right, Milk? It's like, please don't call me honey.
Really,
don't call me sweetie.
What can I help you with tonight?
That's like little salt.
I'm a little upset that I've come in for the fifth time.
A little bit of salt
and the steak is coming out in an inappropriate state of being cooked incorrectly. Blood coming from the steak when it's been ordered medium well. And this is disgusting. You know what it looks like to me? I used to follow a strict diet regimen where you had to eat the food and is absolutely not supposed to be raw because it's... I'm not going to mention it, but it's certain passages in the Bible. I don't know if you have a Bible there. I always have a Bible with me in my house, in my vehicle. I even have a small Bible that I bring with me sometimes when I know I'm going to be sitting waiting for to see the doctor or to play the lottery in the gas station or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So what is this? What is your name?
My name is Kim Owen.
Okay, Big Kim. So my deal here, but what I don't like is the fact that I was talking directly with a person who I feel needs to make these corrections for when I come in, and hopefully this has happened a sixth time. And now all of a sudden I'm being talked to by women over there that are telling me that I can talk to them, that are refusing to put me through to the person who messed up my steak. I just want to have a conversation with him because I want to teach him. I want to teach Fernando over there how it is you're supposed to make the steak.
Well, Fernando, quite frankly, was feeling rather disrespected because you were yelling, as was the general manager, and I happened to be in town this evening, so she passed your call along to me.
I happened not to yell at anybody until I started getting the runaround from that lady. I never raised my voice to Fernando. And if he's saying that, then someone is lying. And I have a feeling it might be you making up stories right now, trying to dissuade me from the situation, sweetie. And I don't appreciate it.
Sweetie.
Okay,
well,
hon.
I don't appreciate this, sweetie.
Well, you know, is there...
What
are you, a regional manager? Your assistant to the regional manager?
No, I'm the regional manager.
Is there a man above you somewhere that I can talk to that happens to be there?
My CEO is the man that's above me.
Well, good.
He's the only person that's above me.
Does he happen to be in there coincidentally since I've seen
him? No, he's not here tonight.
Seems to me like I'm speaking to some random woman who's working there who wants to impersonate... That she's wearing the man pants here and is a regional manager. Right. The regional manager just happens to be in on a Tuesday night.
Well, I happen to live in Las Vegas, so yes, I happen to be here on a
Tuesday
night.
Ridiculous. You obviously do live in Las Vegas, and you're obviously new money.
Well, I don't know what any of this means. So
you don't know what new money is? It's people
that... When you're ready to tell me what the issues are and speak to me in a respectful
manner,
in the manner that I'm speaking to you in,
right.
Then we can talk. So you can give me a call anytime.
That's nice, honey. Do you want to write down my phone number?
I don't know why you'd want me to call you back.
Well, once you calm down, you can call me back.
I'm very calm. You're the one that's not calm.
Well, pass this number on to the man in charge of things over there.
Well, I will give him your information, but I'm quite sure that you're not going to get a phone call from him.
Then I'll call back in.
He doesn't.
Where can I call him at? Where is he at?
You can leave a message for him here.
Where's the corporate headquarters?
Valente?
Valente is all you need, Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, yes, and I happen to be a CEO myself of Valente and Associates.
Great.
In Oklahoma City. And I don't have a habit of coming. I come here once a month to handle business. And every time I come here and I get the most substandard steak from apparent immigrants or something that was going on here with these people that work here named Fernando and Gonzalez.
But now you're speaking offensively about race.
I'm Hispanic,
I'm not
sir.
Not going to put up with it. Why don't you give me your phone number and you can call me back whenever you calm down and stop racial slurs and feminine slurs toward everyone on my team here. I'm not going to tolerate it.
Let's
what
see.
Is your phone number, Valente?
405. Mm-hmm. 6. Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. Yeah, 405. Mm-hmm. 6. Mm-hmm. It's a new number. 6. 6.
Okay, great.
And listen, honey, you just sit there and be pretty and make sure you get that message out to the CEO, as you said, honey. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, baby. All right.
Bye.
Oh, that's a firecracker right there. Wow. that's the worst it's ever gotten on the show.
There you go. That is the man pants. Very appropriate prank.
And a very well indeed.
Man pants. And think about it, women wearing the man pants all the time, right, Milkman? What's this world come to? There's no decency in the world anymore. Anyway, well, ladies, if you're not totally turned off and offended now by the show, be sure to check us out if you're listening for the first time or the second time, even. I am Carlito, your host, as I said before, Milkman Sierra. Usually later in the show, we might pick up some more people on the conference while we do prank calls and talk and shit. MadhouseLive.com is the main website. Be sure to visit that. Subscribe to the podcast. And, yeah, that really helps out, folks. Also, links there for the YouTube channel. I would highly, need your help, guys. Last week we asked for some donations, and that was great. This week, everyone listening to the show, if you give old Carlito a favor, give him a hand. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Madhouse YouTube channel, Madhouse Radio on YouTube, youtube.com/Madhouse Radio. Really would like to see more people just subscribe to that. They get the numbers up there at least. And also click on the like buttons on some of those videos that are there. I uploaded, I believe, 3 of them this week. And if you could help out, just leave a comment would be great. You know, just hit the like button on there. Just to try to boost those numbers up. See if we get the Madhouse name out there a little bit more. That'd be great. And share that with your friends. On the Twitter, the Facebook, whatever you got, it all helps out. Wanted to mention Tristan set up a bunch of, I think about three or four this week, three or four since our last show, new Fiverr.com promotion videos, including one with a horse dancing, which UK Ted seems to think is the horse is being abused. That's over on our Facebook page, so be sure to check that out. Madhouse Live Facebook page. Links to that over there in the Madhouse Live site. Send in your requests tonight over at madhouselive.com. There is a request a prank form that you can use. Also, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is my screen name. Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're on MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Milkman is here. Milkman, how's your week been? You sound a little more chipper this week. Last week you sounded so depressed. People mentioned you sounded sad last week. Sound like you're in a good mood, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, doing good, man. Things are looking up. Been keeping busy.
All right.
The rascal scooter got sick, and that was enough to put a smile on my face. And, got it off the toilet up again. I'm back in business. We're redesigning the whole 2012 line, for the updated to the 2013 line.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm happy to be live.
Good
day above the third is a good day.
Happy to be live. Madhouse Live. All right, good. Or we got a taxi. First prank of the night. First prank request of the night comes from a gentleman named Moo Moo. That's a cousin of Milkman's, Moo Moo. Ask if they can pick up some beer for you and then drive it from the UK over to the USA. This is a taxi company in Bristol, England. We'll give them a call now. This will be the first prank machine of the night. I think Tabachi's trying to call in, but I think I just X'd his call out. Sorry, Tabachi. Let me get you after this prank.
Hello, V-Cars.
Yes, hello. Taxi machine.
From?
Yes, I'm visiting in the United Kingdom.
You're where?
You're in Bath, correct?
No, we're in Bristol, sir.
Perfect, yes. I need to drive from Bath to Bristol.
You need to drive from Bath to Bristol.
Do you pick up or do you only go the other way?
I'm doing, sir, but it's not going to be quick for us, I'm afraid. It would probably be better if I give you the number for the Bath company.
Mm-hmm. No, I prefer to stay with one company.
I mean, it'd still be V-Cars, sir, but it will be V-Cars in Bath, not the one in Bristol.
Oh, well, can you take me from Bristol to the Bath?
We can take you from Bristol to Bath. That's not a problem.
Okay.
But getting one to Bath at the moment,
You're
probably going to be looking at about an hour.
Okay. Now, is use of the shower also included with this, or just the commode, the toilet?
Sorry?
Is use of the shower also included, or just use of the toilet machine?
Well, I mean, I just got no drivers that can go out to Bath at the moment.
Well, yeah, but once I get there, I just want to know, does it include use of the shower and the bath or just the toilet machine to sit down?
No, right. You obviously wouldn't be able to come to our company and do that, so it'd be wherever you're staying.
All right. But that's what I'm asking. This is, you're with Bath, so you're going to take me to Bath.
So you want to go to Bath?
They're going to take me, one of your drivers will take me to a bath. They'll probably do like a body scrub and a massage and all that, and I'll be able to use a toilet with them?
No.
Well, you're going, this is Bath, correct? I'm in the hotel in Bristol. Oh, that's a good question. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how long is the line to use Bath?
Sorry?
How long is the line for the Bath?
How long is the line for the Bath?
How long will it take to get the Bath?
Where from?
From Bristol.
Whereabouts in Bristol?
I'm in the hotel. I'm in the Hilton Hotel.
The what hotel?
The Hilton Hotel. I'm an American.
The Hilton Hotel?
Mm-hmm.
So, look. 2 seconds.
2 seconds? That's not bad.
Is that the one in the centre of Bristol, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going to Bath, you'll be looking about 35, 45 minutes.
Wow, 45 minutes of use of Bath?
Yeah.
All right, so that's enough to take a shower and use the toilet?
Yeah, yeah, all that. Maybe you'll be able to have a shave and everything.
Okay, that's good. All right, now, do you provide towels?
Yeah, we do. Toilet rolls, shower gel, everything. Shampoo.
Now, will the driver bathe me? Or just...
Yes, for an extra fee, yes, he would.
What's the fee like?
Well, it is actually pretty expensive. You're better off going to one of these massage parlors.
Well, that's the thing. I want to do it on the up and up. And these massage parlors are kind of dangerous.
Well, I don't know. They're not actually that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not actually that bad.
Now...
Really nice one. You want to go to Old Market, if anywhere. There's
yeah.
like 20 of them right there.
Let me ask you, is it... Like, is there a code word that I have to know for the driver?
No.
You know, when it comes time...
Just do me.
Do
That's
I just,
what you got to say. Just do me.
Do I just show him the cash first? Or do I agree to the price first?
Yeah, that's it. You just walk in there. They'll sit you down. They'll ask you what you want. Tell you how much. And
okay.
crack on with it.
All right. Well, no, seriously. Is there a massage place that does that?
Yeah, of course there is.
Well, where? Where can I go?
Old Market. You want to go?
Old Market?
Yeah.
Are they Asian?
They are whatever you want them to be. There's loads of them there.
All right. And then, so, they do the massage and all that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The massage and more, mate.
Okay. Now, is there a possibility I could drive one of the cars?
No.
No?
No, unfortunately not.
No,
You need, like, a higher place for that.
A higher place?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, Europe car.
No, I want to drive a taxi.
You want to drive a taxi?
Yes.
First of all, you need to do your badge then, mate.
Oh, I have a badge. My friend Milkman's on the line. Milkman has a badge. Milkman.
If you've done your badge, you'll be able to do that.
Tabachi has a badge. Tabachi!
Yeah, brother.
Tell him about your badge, please. Help me.
My badge?
Yes, your taxi badge.
All right, taxi badge 9711, keyword cactus. You got cactus badge? Hello.
Well, he's gone. That was stupid. Started up.
Yeah, it was just like a waste of time.
I know, yeah, it was a waste of time. Where'd Milkman? Come on, man.
Hey, you gotta warm up, though.
Yeah, but I'm talking to Milkman, trying to include him, and he's a taxi man. He knows the lingo.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't even have a clue about taxi driving.
I don't know either. I hate taxi drivers.
I can't even get one in New York City.
Yeah. I've never been. I'd be scared of getting a taxi in New York City. That's like the only way to get around anyway, unless you hoof it.
Yeah, I just walk, like, hours and hours.
Get on the train, right?
Yeah, I guess, depending on where you're going to go.
Can't touch anything on a train. You touch the handrails, you get AIDS, man.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Yeah, definitely. Do not touch anything. And when you get on the train in New York, don't touch anything. Lots of hand sanitizer. And wear gloves.
In general, I just don't touch anything in New York City.
No. A lot of AIDS out there. That's where AIDS came from. New York City. It came from Africa and then on the boat
true.
In New York City. Yep.
That's right.
A Haitian. All right, guys. Well, I guess Milkman's probably with a customer, so it's just me and Tabachi. Tabachi, how you doing? How about this weather day, huh? Nice weather, nice day? Eh?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't mind a little bit of winter.
It's been
too warm, to be honest.
I'm over it. I get way too cold, man. After the surgery, it's
been a fairly warm winter, so I don't know.
Cold for me. Fuck that shit, man. Colder than I'm used to, but it's been my coldest winter ever.
You got it easy this year, brother.
I know. It's funny. It's my coldest winter in my life ever, and everyone here is like, oh, there's nothing. There's so scratch. Hey, Tabachi.
Yo.
Ask you this. Settle an argument. What's that condiment a lot of people put on French fries?
The what?
What's the condiment a lot of people put on French fries? Do you know what that is?
Like fancy ketchup?
What is it again?
The ketchup. Ketchup.
You said it.
It's a Pennsylvanian term.
Ketchup.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Ketchup. Ketchup. I can't stand it, ketchup.
I'm sorry, man.
Can't stand the people saying to catch up. I I insulted
That's
someone
why
today.
I hesitated.
I insulted someone today at work because I catch up. What are you talking about, catch up?
You're like, what the hell are you talking about?
You stupid fuck.
I forget, what's the non-Pennsylvanian term for that?
All right, now here's another one. Now, if you take a hamburger and you add barbecue sauce to it, what do you call that?
I don't know. I don't have that stuff.
Yeah, see, someone, they're telling
not
me...
Not a big meat eater.
They're telling me around here it's called Hamburg barbecue. I'm like, what the... Hamburg barbecue.
Oh, yeah, how people say it. Yeah.
Oh, my
Another
God.
One's oatmeal. They'll say, like, oatmeal.
What? I haven't heard that. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's more of a Dutch thing. You have to go into the valleys to hear that.
Oh, wow. I heard people calling green peppers mangoes. That's another thing. It pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, some do.
Mangoes.
They're usually from, like, the hillbilly regions.
Yeah, mangoes. That's a mango, you dumb fuck. Mango. Mango's a fruit.
Yeah, we're all dumb fucks up here, man.
Yeah, I like mango, like the real mango. It's like a sweet carrot. That's exactly what it tastes like. It has a carrot taste, but sugary. Oh, man. Alright, well, moving right along. That was a taxi place. That was fun.
Yeah, it was mildly fun.
That's what it was. Ask if they can take... We got a place here called St. Bond's Parish Club. Ask if they can take a private booking for St. Bond's Parish Club. Say you want to hire out their hall for some cross dancing. What the hell is St. Bond's Parish Club? Let me look that up before I call it. It's in England. What's a parish club?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think that's a
I'll
Catholic
look that up
church.
For you. A parish club. Let's check it out.
It sounds like a Catholic church or something, right? I don't know.
That's like P-A-R-I-S-H, right?
P-A-R-I-S-H, yeah. Well, that's what I would think. A parish is a Catholic church, and like in Louisiana, they call counties parishes. I know that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It looks like they're usually located near colleges and universities.
Here we go. The world-famous St. Bonaventure's Parish Club in Bristol, United Kingdom. And they got a website even. Wow, look at that.
No, that's like that's the mother. Yeah.
That's the mother.
That's the mother parish club.
The mother parish. All right, good. Well, let's call. Maybe Father McCorders can make a sign here. Have you been doing anything for KDK? He was really weird. I mean, it was good to have KDK on last week. It was actually kind of weird. I don't know about that guy sometimes.
Well, I put in a leg and an arm out recently, and I started listening to his shows again. Like, I had to record them because I always pass out.
Yeah.
And I, like, started editing them all since January 1st, like the good shows, and... And he's definitely been different. I can say that.
Yeah, he needs to do a.
I don't want to throw any adjectives out there and offend right. him, but
no, nothing like that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind doing anything for him, but yeah, you're right.
He needs to do a pot. No, it was his last week. He was on the show last week, and it was just acting kind of like standoffish. And I hope he's all right. But I want to say he should. If you're listening to KDK, you got to get in the podcast, man. Do a podcast. That's where it's
yeah,
at.
We're working on that. The first order of things is to upgrade the website.
Oh God! Yeah.
And it took me a long time to explain to him why he should be releasing weekly podcasts. You know, we're stuck back in 1990. I'm like, you know, people don't want to download prank CDs and individual pranks. They want to hear a show every
they
week.
They want
or
it
so.
Delivered. I mean, I've been telling him that. He's stubborn. He's a hard nut to crack.
There's also stuff like hosting. You know, I can't host it. I'm not going to pay for it. So
yeah, but he's got a good hosting plan. He's got an unlimited plan. He knows.
I know.
He knows what he knows what to do. Oh my
yeah, God. It's happening. It'll probably be ready in our month or two.
Good. Well, take care of my boy KDK. All right. You know, he's a special case, but God damn it, something wrong with the boy. You speaking of something wrong with the boy? UK Ted's here.
Good UK.
What?
Yeah, I have to say, I saw pictures of you, UK Ted, on the Facebook, and you're one handsome dude.
All right, there you go.
You got some good.
Am I being stalked?
Yeah. No. I was just accepting my friend request, and I have to say, you know, it's true. You never know what to expect behind the voice.
That is true. You see a picture of me, you're like, ooh.
I'm gonna take a picture.
No, I always pictured you like with the Hawaiian and Florida shirt and stuff.
Yeah, that's me. Got the PLA shirt on tonight.
Store in Brighton.
You can't tell. You ever been to Madhouse Pants?
Yeah, there's one in my town. I'll send you a picture tomorrow.
Good. Hello, is this the same? Oh, thought that was an answer. Shit.
It's a British number, right?
Yep. No answer there.
Is it my mom?
Is your mom?
Are you calling my mom?
No. Not tonight.
Okay.
Not tonight. All right. I'm going to play Jimi Hendrix tonight, I think. We got a man named Mr. Pancake. It says, in quotation marks, real name, Mr. Pancake.
Wow.
Ask him about pancakes and poker. The gentleman lives in Bristol. This comes in from Bonkers the Donker. What's a donker, UK Ted? Is that a real British word?
Bonkers Conkers?
I don't know. Donker. Bonkers the Donker. Donker sounds like a curse word. Sounds like a man that takes a shit in the toilet. Who does
Why are you getting so many prank calls to Bristol? What have we got against Bristol?
There's a guy. I don't know. There's a guy who hates... I think he lives in Bristol, gives us his friends. That's okay. What do we do?
That's fair enough.
Fair enough. I do what you guys tell me. And I'm at your service.
You don't do what I tell you.
No. What do you want? You want ops? You want ops again? Is that what it is? You're going
to
behave?
I did send... I sent a request to prank today.
Yay!
Welcome to the O2 messaging service. The person you are calling...
Oh, God. 25 cents gone. Out the window. That's a video game in the 90s right there. God. Let me op some people here. Speaking of which, we're in a chat room right now. Big Stalin's in the house. Tucker Mike
is
in there. We talked, didn't listen. I said, Tuck, if I'm late for the show today, if it's 10:30 and I haven't done the show, then let everyone know that I didn't make it out of certain. No, I had a vision issue and I went to the doctor, eye doctor. About around 4 o'clock, they called me and said, well, you need to come in and get that checked out. And I was sitting there, I was like, oh shit, I got a show tonight. They're probably gonna dilate my pupils, I won't be able to see shit. And I was like, they're gonna dilate my pupils, won't be able to see shit. So I figured I might not be able to do the show tonight. So I let them know, hey, if it's 10:30 I don't show up, you know it's because I couldn't see because of the eye appointment. It's just temporary. Let everyone know I'm not gonna be showing up. But he gets on Facebook and tells everybody, oh, he's got Merzow surgery. No. No talk. But I'm okay. I'm going to have... There's a slight issue. It's not a big deal. It'll probably be... They put me on drops again on my one eye that I can't see out of anyway already, so it's no big deal.
So has your night vision improved?
No. I have no night vision. I wish I had night vision. That'd be nice. Asshole. What are you trying to say? What's that movie where the guy where Vin Diesel could see at night? And that was it. What movie was that? That was a good movie, man. That was like a 99. Vin Diesel. Perfect Dark. No, that was a video game. Riddick. Pitch Black. OBX. Gold Star for OBX. You got it right. Good work, man. Awesome.
Now, you have cataracts, too, right?
I have a cataract in the eye that I can't see out of.
A cataract. Okay.
A cataract. That's what they confirm that, sir.
You know, it's interesting. People, after they get the surgery, can see down into the UVB spectrum.
Really? The cataract?
Yeah, there's actually a guy who scientifically quantified it. And
wow.
It's pretty neat. And he, like, took pictures and tried to make them perceptually accurate so you can get an idea of how things look to him. I'll find that link for you sometime.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah,
it's like human superpowers, man.
Sounds good. I'll check that out. Mikey129 was saying Riddick, and Ken once said Chronicles of Riddick. I think that was the prequel, not what I was looking for. That's why you.
June.
You're talking about? What are you talking about? Months now? Cataract? June?
No, the film, June.
June. Okay. AMD's in the house. Bookapoo. Chelsea B. Is that Chelsea B really a girl? I see pictures of a Chelsea B, and she looks like
yeah.
a girl.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
There you go. Chelsea B, I hope you have our back in this whole sexist trousers thing. Dark Stranger, a woman in theory, so we're told. She's here also.
Yeah, she's real too.
That's good. Enigma 420.
We've actually seen her tits, so.
She hasn't showed her tits. She talks about it. She never showed her tits.
Yeah, she did.
Really?
There's one night. It's like 2 a.m. in Tiny Chat. She counts down and big flash.
I missed it.
She's saying shh.
Oh, God. All right, good. Holiday Spessa, Big Can, Corrupt Corruption, Klosso. Klosso's here. Klosso's on PS3. Kokanee's here also. Hey, Kokanee, how you doing?
Kokanee.
Kuraz Lucy Fillmore has been involved in the forums. That's much appreciated. Everyone, please get involved in the forums. Mikey129, I was playing Battlefield 3 with him on Sunday or Saturday, I think. That was fun. I suck. MST3Clay in the house. MPSA Cobra, OBX. Pasquale. RBCP, Royale with Cheese, Sporty Board, Stay High, Tabachi, Zero also. We've heard of him. And UK Dave, who may be replacing UK Ted at some point. Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. Yeah, good luck with that, he says. All right, so new news here, and I'm expecting some requests of pranks and ideas from him also pretty soon. Enigma says he wanted us to do a call. I forgot who it was to. Someone else. He was mentioning someone else we should prank call. Forget now. Not Enigma. D12MNM. Hey, Carlito. Wanted to ask and forgot to ask. Is it okay for me to host your prank call? Sure. Host him. Whatever. Just be sure to credit madhouselive.com. That's all I ask. Don't credit Carlito. Nothing. Just credit the author as the website. madhouselive.com. That's all I care about. Also talking about changing the banner on a website.
Oh, nice.
That'd be nice.
You're talking about, like, the Fist logo, right?
Yeah, the Fist logo. That's in need of an updating. Yeah, I agree. Definitely need to be updated there.
Is it any coincidence that it looks rather similar to the Howard Stern Fist?
No, actually,
I'm just curious, because I know you're quite the fan of him, and I thought that once.
Been more of a fan in the past, not as much now, but... no, actually, that Fist logo, Tuck made that in 2005 before Howard made the jump.
Ooh.
Yeah, so actually, our Fist logo probably about 6 months earlier, I would say. I think at least a few months before they debuted the Fist logo for the Howard channels. Coincident enough. But yeah, I get that question sometimes. I just sometimes I see it, I'm like, people probably think that's a Howard thing. Like, I'm trying to be like Howard. And I'm not. It was just... That's Tuck's...
I figure not.
Yeah. The story with that is Tuck was designing a t-shirt to sell on Cafe Press. And he had Che Guevara's face on it, and it said madhouselive.com, resist oppression. And they came around and said, you can't use that picture because it's that famous picture of Che Guevara with the beret with the star on it. It's all over the place. Everyone wears. And in hindsight, I really don't like that image. I don't like it. A lot of people wear that. And Che Guevara would never be into people wearing his own t-shirt, if you think about it. It's against what he would be standing for. I would never...
Especially when it's made in a sweatshop and sold in Gap for $25.
Exactly, yeah. That's totally against what he would go for. But anyway, they came back and they said no because the person who snapped that photo, some French guy, he's in the media. He says he dislikes the fact that people wear that image for the same reasons that I just mentioned, and he actually actively goes out and sues people or tries to get it taken down. He's against it.
God. Yeah.
So he said, Cafe Press said, you got to change it. So then Tuck said, he took a picture of his fist with his webcam, and he put it in instead. And that's Tuck's knuckly fist is what we call it. That's the little acronym, the little background name for it. It's called the knuckly fist logo. And that's Tuck's sexy knuckles on that logo right there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
There you go. There's the story behind that.
Sporty Board's asking if you made any more progress on the prank call CD.
I've got a lot of prank calls to go through. The problem is I have so many to go through. I'm trying to pick the best. I'm meticulous. Like, if I'm going to do a prank call city, I wanted to be sure it's a good. It's got a flow. It's got to have a theme to
nice.
It. You know,
you produce a prank call CD.
Yeah, I don't want to just want to throw pranks on there and just to throw them on there. I want to make it the best of the pranks we've got, and they should kind of have a theme to go with each other. So I've got like a list of. I think I'm down to 40 out of all the prank calls, and every once in a while I sit down and I go nice. Through them all. I got a.
See, I think you can put together an entire CD's worth just of UK wake up calls.
Probably could.
It never gets old.
And I'm thinking about that. I am thinking of like just a UK version. Yeah, but what I got is I go to the website the Prank Vault, and I went through the whole thing one week, and I bookmarked all the ones that okay this one could make it, this one could make it. I made a bookmark, so I got a bookmark folder in Google Chrome. I start off with like 50 pranks, and then every once in a while I sit down and I go through them and I unbookmark the ones I throw out, you know, and you know, I'm whittling it down, and when I get down to like 20 of them, that's when I'll make the CD. So it's a slow progress. I've only been working on it for like 4 or 5 years. But then I'll have to, I'm not going to make a, I had once done the whole thing where I was burning the CDs here and I would autograph them and send them out. Too much work, too much money, too much time. I just don't have the time. I'm just going to make it a free MP3 download CD. It's not a priority. It's just not a priority.
Oh, of course not.
I get to when I can. You know. Anyway, I'm talking a lot. We need to do more pranks. See if we got any more requested pranks here. And we do. UK Ted's requested prank is here. Joey's Pizza. This is a pizza place in Brighton. Tell them that you are walking home from the bench, from the beach, and want pizza delivered to your house. Say you want to collect the pizza at their shop and use the free delivery as a taxi home. What? Wait a minute. Explain this. UK Ted, explain this. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, actually, I tried this. A few weeks ago, I was walking home from the beach to my house.
Okay.
And I was walking past a pizza restaurant, and I saw that it did free delivery. So I thought, if I just buy pizza, then deliver it to my house, but take me with the pizza, you know?
Oh!
So I get pizza and free taxi.
I like it. So what you
but
do...
They wouldn't do it. They absolutely refused. They would not do it. And I think that's completely unreasonable.
It's totally reasonable what you're asking for. I don't see what the point is.
And yeah, I'm paying for pizza. I'm also paying for the delivery, essentially.
Yeah.
And they're driving to my house, but they won't let me sit in the car.
What's the point? Yeah. You know? Why not do it? Yeah. And UK, I understand. Nuni was explaining to me the price of petrol, gas, whatever you want to call it. It's expensive here, and apparently it comes out to like double the price over there in the UK.
At least.
Like
sure. I mean,
$6
I
gallon.
Myself. I cycle everywhere, but
yeah. Holy shit. $6 a gallon in comparison to what we pay. Well, we're out to like almost $4. I think we're at $4 just about now here in the United States.
It's like 11 in Sweden, 11 US dollars a gallon.
Yeah, but those people don't drive though out there. But that's the whole thing. You think if there's less demand for the fuel, why are they charging so much for it, right? All right, I don't know. Maybe people do drive in Sweden. I could be wrong.
Then again, like they do get like the government subsidizes their bus tickets and shit. So
see.
They get like their cars are taxed 150%.
Holy shit! Wow. All right, we're calling the pizza place. Good idea, UK Ted. I get it now.
I suspect it might be closed, but it's worth a try.
Invalid phone number. I think I copied it wrong. Oh, it needs the.
You need to remove the first zero. Prefix. I wasn't sure if I needed to format it or not, because I haven't used a request to prank in a while.
It's all right. I can do it. Remove the first zero and then add, what is it, plus 44 or just 44?
Yeah, 44.
01144? Here we go. Got it now.
And Nunu's right. Yes, I was watching the gays on the beach.
Nice. That's the gay beach, right? That's the gay beach. Oh, wow. Still invalid phone number. I don't know.
I saw for a second. I think you got too many digits in there.
Yeah, it looks like it is, right? Here, let me go back again. All right, so the number is originally this. If I try just 44? It says Bermuda. No, I don't think that's it either. I'm going to have to work. Can you try to format it then and...
Yeah, I put it in the chat. I thought you knew how to call the UK by now.
Well, I just copy and paste it. People do it for me. I should be able to. At some point I did, and then I forgot.
Try that one.
What, did you put in the chat?
No, I think the one you just tried is working. Should work.
No, still not. I still got too many digits.
Ow.
Damn it, man. Alright, well, we'll continue on.
Carry on.
You know, Nunu's usually pretty good at figuring that out. Here, I'm going to give it to Nunu.
Yeah. The one I just pasted in.
What the hell's going on here?
Milkman, are you back yet?
Yeah, man. I'm just waiting for everybody to quit talking, man. I thought we were going to do a couple calls maybe in the next half hour.
We're doing calls. I'm working on it, at least. There we go. Got it going now.
Nice.
It might be closed.
Waited too long. Damn. I'll give it one more. And no, nothing. All right, new
number. Probably ignore the phone when they're trying to close.
Yeah. A lot of those places do. They're like, you know, busy. They had a shitty night. It was, oh, fuck it. Yeah, Nunes is that I'm supposed to be replacing 0 with 4-4, or plus 4-4. Oh, okay, I see. And I think that's exactly what you did. Yeah, I see what you did. Okay, all right, well, now I know. Now I'll remember. I thought I had tried that, but I guess not. All right. Nunu recommends for tonight for Indian restaurants, order an increasing number of each item you list. So 1 chicken tikka masala, 2 papadums, 3 naans, 4 vegetable brioche.
Oh, that's fun to do.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, you think they catch on?
You know, I've done it with some Chinese places, and it'd take, like, till I hit the 5th or 6th item until they really catch it.
Exponential order.
Exponential. Well, no, not quite. Yeah.
Well, it's increasing exponentially. It'd be like 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Yeah, I guess. Well, you know what I meant.
I'm too tired to think.
Yeah, me too. All right, lots of requested pranks here coming in as well. Let's see what we got.
Nice. Thank you, peoples.
It helps out. Thanks.
Makes the madhouse wheels churn.
No kidding. You got a Chinese.
Nothing worse than a dead show.
We got a P.F. Chang's. See, I never have really good luck with the P.F. Chang's for some reason. It never really go good. But we do have a number here for a gentleman, Neil Rimmer, in the U.K. Call him. Say that I'm the Grim Reaper. I don't know. This is going to. I'll do it. I'll try. It's going to be a cell phone. It's going to be expensive, so I won't do it for long. There you go.
Welcome to Orange Answer Phone. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available.
It keeps sending in, like, cell phone numbers. They go straight to voicemail and cost me a quarter each time. You got another one. Ask him what the...
Hey, Cinder, Dave wants them bum cheeks open.
Okay.
Someone told me to say that.
Okay. Good. There you go. Lucy Fillmore wants us to call Corporate Security. Let me look for that here. I'm going to go into last week's numbers from Lonesome Loser while we wait for him to show up.
Kalito, any UK number that starts with a 9 or a 7 is a mobile number.
Is that how it works? That's a good system you guys have there. We have no idea. We have no organization when it comes to cell phone numbers. All right, taking a look here at what numbers are left over from last week. I know we had a few Indian places. We'll see if they bite here. We'd like to try that increasing order thing that Nunu was just mentioning. Wait, these are from November. Holy shit. All right, fine, I'll go with these. These are some numbers from November. Big iPad announcement. I think I'm going to buy that iPad. I think I'm going to do it next week. Week for tomorrow. I'll be iPadding it up. Assume you hear
me. Now you sound excited.
Yeah, I am excited. No, I'm serious. I'm going to probably get the iPad.
Okay.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be excited? No, it looks nice. It looks nice. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I haven't checked it out yet. What's the new features? Or what makes it worthy of upgrading to?
They put the Retina displays on it, so it's got, I think the resolution is 2056 by 15 something. Okay. It's got it doesn't have a quad core processor, it has a quad core graphics processor.
I see.
It retains the iPad 2's processor though. It's an A5X instead of the A5 chip, it's an A5X. Processor, so yeah, it's got that. What else do they do with it? It's got LTE now, AT&T or Verizon LTE, so 4G connectivity. I would only get the Wi-Fi version anyway, but it's got that. They've got that. Let's see here. Siri, only one way. Like it has Siri, but only only for dictation, so it'll, like, you can read your text message or email to it, but it doesn't have the whole Siri thing where it hits the server and answers your questions and talks back. It doesn't have that yet. And the reason for that, more than likely, because their servers right now can't handle the load. They can't handle the load for the iPhone Siri. They only have it on one of the iPhone models, and it's constantly going down and being really slow.
Oh, I didn't know that wasn't, like, run locally on the device.
No. It goes out to the web each time, and those servers are bogged down. A lot of times it's unavailable. So everyone was expecting it not to really work out. So probably later when they upgrade the servers, infrastructure, get some more servers, they'll probably roll it out to the iPad. It's not even the iPad 3, it's the new iPad. Anyway, as far as I know, I think those are the only really real upgrades to it, but it's nice. It's going to handle its own. I think that new Asus Transformer tablet is more powerful than it, but it's fucking Android, you know? I mean, ugh. Android tablet.
Yeah, they have some serious fragmentation issues with the way it ends up being deployed.
Yeah, I know. I'm an Android phone fan, but the fragmentation thing is a problem. And it's like, here's the thing, like ICS, Ice Cream Sandwich, got released in November, right? Announced in November.
Right.
There's only maybe two or three phones that have it and one tablet right now. But then they, like, just last, I think this week, two new phones came out. And I'm watching, like, you know, an Android blog, Android podcast. And, like, yeah, brand new Android phones coming out. They're running, you know, Gingerbread on it. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Well, you know, I'm like, you know, at this point, Google should be like, if you're going to release an Android phone, release Ice Cream Sandwich. That's it. They're making the fragmentation problem worse than it is. They got to get
and
on the ball.
There's also carrier issues, too, now. There's, you know,
manufacturer issues.
Half services work differently. I help people all the time with that.
Yeah. Manufacturer issues also and all that.
That's true. It's a little too complicated, I think. Dumb. Like, you have to be a computer science freak to understand it.
I like to think that by the time I can afford a decent phone, decent phones will be amazing.
They're pretty good now, you know. They're almost at that point.
Yep. But they're still in their infancy. It's all very new thing.
All right.
Even though we've had them for years.
Enough tech talk. I'm doing a prank. More pranks, us talk.
Amen.
Milkman's making notes here, and he's right. We need to talk less, more pranks. And Milkman, you get involved more. Milkman's the number two guy.
Here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, how you doing? I like to make an order for food. I'm here to
I'm
here to make phone calls and not talk. Okay.
Huh?
I'm here to make phone calls and not talk on the phone about computers and technology all night. You understand? Hello.
Hello, yes, please.
Yeah, I'm here to make an order not to talk and be friends on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, so one chicken tikka masala.
How spicy?
Super spicy. So spicy that it hurts after I go to the toilet. And I want two poppadoms. Hello.
Yes, please. Two piece papadum or two order papadum?
Two orders.
Two order, okay.
Three naans?
Yes.
Three naans. Four vegetable biryani?
Okay.
Need five orders of pilau rice?
How many orders?
Five.
Okay.
Six aloo sags?
Six order sagalu, okay.
Uh-huh.
How spicy?
Medium spicy, not too spicy.
Okay.
Seven lamb Rogan Josh.
For how many people?
Seven orders, please.
Birji.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm making an order, damn it. I'm not here to talk and be friends on the phone.
Okay, go ahead. What do you need?
One chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
Two papadoms.
Okay.
Three naan bread. Four vegetable biryani.
Okay.
Five pilau rice.
Okay.
Six aloo sags.
Okay.
Seven lamb Rogan Josh.
Okay.
8 chicken korma.
Okay.
What do you have so far?
That's all. Nothing else.
Now, what do you have so far? Can you read it back?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing else. Chicken tikka masala, papad naan, veggie biryani, pulao rice, saag aloo, lamb korma, chicken saag wala, dal makhani, everything.
Well, how many do you have of each? I don't understand. You're not writing this down.
Yeah. You come pick it up within 20 minutes.
Well, I have more in order.
No. We have no space to make.
I have one more. One more thing.
No.
One,
thank you.
One sister in Banchud. Huh?
Did he say he had enough spaces
today? He didn't have enough spaces. Isn't that funny?
Oh,
where'd
space?
He go, man? I mean, that was awful quick disconnect.
I know. He got it all.
Guy, like, seemed very hasty to get out the phone.
I got it. I got it. Good point, man. Let me call him back.
I just like the spaces.
That's too many spaces, click.
The one is spaces.
Maybe he just couldn't keep up with the order, so, you know, instead of, like, going on any further, he just hung up so he could, like, call you back.
Hello? Yes, I was calling for the order. You hung up? Hello? Sir? Stupid. He hung up.
You should bribe him like they do in India. They bribe everywhere.
They bribe everywhere? Really? Is that ethical?
Yeah, like businesses. It happens everywhere. There's only, like, one big corporation over there that is, like, anti-bargaining.
That's about all the third world. Like, Mexico, that happens a lot, right? You get pulled over, the cops are supposed to pay a bribe.
Yeah, same thing.
That's what I understand.
But I think there's, like, more of an effort to minimize that there.
Yeah.
It's like, embedded into the Indian culture.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, my father-in-law, I'm doing another call here. My father-in-law was telling me how, like, in Greece, it's like that. Like, if you go to the hospital, if you want to get seen in the hospital, you have to bring an envelope with money. Jeez. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, they call it, it's got a word. It's like the thaliki. I'm like, what's that mean? He's like, it's Greek for the money in the envelope. I'm like, are you kidding? He's like, yeah, like, if you go to the hospital and you want to be seen, and it's like, there's one section for you if you don't have the money in the envelope, where you'll get seen as they can. And if you have the money in the envelope, they send you right through to the emergency ward. I'm like, wow, that's fun. He's like, yeah, man, it's corrupt. It's corrupt. That's why they got so many problems out there. That's what he was telling me. That's why they got so many financial problems out there. Trying to call the Golden Indian Curry House, and that phone number's busy. Instead, we'll call Nirvana. Yeah, there you go. Good band and good Indian food. Let's do it. I never got to see Nirvana in concert before What's-His-Face did that thing with the gun. Would have been nice. I did get to see Metallica and Guns N' Roses in concert. And Nirvana was supposed to be the opening act.
What do you mean, Nirvana?
Hello, is this Indian food, damn it?
Okay.
I'd like to make an order, damn it. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make an order for food, okay? So be serious.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for Indian food.
Just a moment, yeah.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
One chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
2 papadams.
Okay.
3 naans.
Okay.
4 vegetable biryanis.
Okay.
5 pilau rice.
5 pilau rice.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
6 aloo sagas.
6 order?
6 orders of aloo sags.
Uh-huh.
All right. 7 lamb rogan josh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, 7 lamb rogan josh.
Uh-huh.
All right. 8 chicken korma.
8 chicken korma.
Uh-huh. 9 chicken vindaloo.
Mm-hmm.
10 vegetable balti.
10 veggie?
10 vegetable baltis.
What do you want?
10 vegetable baltis.
Okay. Vegetable?
Uh-huh.
What do you want? I'm not understanding. What do you tell me?
Do you have vegetable belty?
Vegetable?
Yeah.
Galfrazi?
Yeah, do you have that?
Yeah. 10?
10.
10 order?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
And 11 lamb Galfrazi.
Yeah, you order 10 veg Galfrazi.
Do you have lamb Galfrazi?
Lamb?
Lamb Galfrazi.
Okay.
11 of them.
Okay.
Okay, and then also one banchud.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I was making an order and this stupid woman don't understand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who is this?
This is Cross. My name is Cross, Mr. Ulu.
What is it?
My name is Mr. Ulu.
Hello?
Yes, my name is Mr. Ulu.
Mr. Ulu?
Yes.
Yeah, so what do you order? One chicken tikka masala, two papadam, three naan, and four veggie biryani.
Uh-huh.
And what else?
Five pilau rice.
Yes.
Six aloo sag.
Yes.
Seven lamb rogan josh.
We actually don't have that lamb rogan josh.
What does she say you do?
We have lamb curry.
Okay, seven lamb curry then, smarty.
Yeah.
And look at smart. Eight chicken korma.
Yeah.
Nine chicken vindaloo.
Yes.
10
vegetables. Don't have chicken
or
vindaloo. It's chicken curry.
Okay, 10 chicken curry. 9 chicken curry. 10 vegetable baltis. Do you have that?
What, vegetable jalfrezi?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we have that.
10. And then 11 lamb jalfrezi.
Yes.
Okay, and then 1 banchud. 1 matarchud.
Hello?
Yes, 1 banchud and 1 matarchud.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Ulu.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mr. Ulu.
Who is this? This is Raul?
Yeah, hey.
Hello?
What's up? It's me.
Who?
It's Raul.
Raul, right?
Yeah, Raul. Hey.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you all over.
Okay, motherfucker, man.
Yeah,
what's up?
Will you kiss me?
What's going on, man?
How's your sister?
Hey, hello.
How's your sister?
Up,
how's your sister?
Who is this?
Your sister. This is Raul. How's your sister?
Really, you're Raul?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Gonzalez.
What?
Gonzalez.
Nah, it's something to somebody else.
No, no. This is Raul. Come on.
Can no,
I?
No.
I want to talk to your sister. I want to kiss her in front of you.
Very funny.
No, can I kiss your sister in front of you?
Who's this?
Will that make you jealous?
Hello?
Listen, you son of a... You stupid horse. You son of a horse. You son of a dog. Bad. Asshole.
Yeah, it's a...
You know, trying to get the guy mad. Milkman, anything I could have done to make him mad? Any idea?
No.
Well, you think you hit most of the trouble spots there. I just don't think he was biting because, like... The order was too big. But, you know, what you could do is, like, ask them, well, how much is that order of subtotal, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to see how much it's going to cost. You know,
yeah. Well, in the meantime, let's call someone who might be mad from the beginning, our good friend the Turkish horse. Let's see what he's up to.
He could have been down with the whole homo thing anyway. We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
Spread some bad karma.
Chicken karma.
Hello, Turkish Kitchen. Can I help you?
Hello. Is this the owner?
Yes.
Hey, you dumb shit. How are you doing?
Oh, you're writing wrong number.
No. This is the owner. Is this Mr. Stallion?
Who?
This is Mr. Stallion?
No. This is the Turkish Kitchen.
Yeah, this is him. Yeah, I want to go over there and punch you in the face for being an asshole.
Who?
I want to go punch you in the face for being an asshole.
Where?
Yeah. Yeah, and?
Okay.
Huh?
No, what you want?
I want to go punch you in the face. Do you accept my challenge? No. Wow. He sounds busy.
Is that the guy in Berkeley?
Yeah, that's the guy in Berkeley. Yeah.
What a puss, man. He's pussing out tonight. He was all hardcore fuck your mom there a couple weeks ago.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Hey, you stupid shit. What's your problem?
What's your problem, motherfucker?
You're a piece of shit and your food is a piece of shit.
Yeah, you come and suck my dick then.
Yeah.
It tastes better.
Yeah, my dick, you suck my dick, you need two hands.
Ask your wife to come and suck it.
I don't have a wife, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, well, okay, then he can do it for you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, listen, I'm going to go over there. You have a wife? Oh, that's him. That's him. That's the owner. That's the owner right there.
That's the guy.
That's
yeah,
the guy,
that
yeah.
voice definitely was him. The first one wasn't. Yeah, tell him that you're going to make him your boyfriend.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hello, sir? Hello?
He's thinking your mother fucked you in the ass?
I don't know if he's trying to trace me or what.
Oh, my.
God. Let's see. Yeah, now it's busy. You left the phone off the hook. Damn.
Oh, right. He pushed out, man.
Good to finally talk to him. Greeks fuck Turks, says OBX. Good point. There was a prank I wanted to play. For some reason, it came up to my mind since we're talking about chauvinists and sexist terms and stuff. There's iPod machine. Is it iPod machine? iPhone machine. That's who it was. I'll give them a call. Give them a call. Play that prank, rather. I think it was called iPhone Machine, wasn't it? Anyway, iPhone Machine. Be right back in a moment. Be right back in a moment. If I can get it to load up. There we go.
Hello. Hi, is this Valente Cross?
Yeah, is this one in...
Damn sure is.
You get your grubby hands off of my iPhone machine, all right? Listen, I got proof. I lost my...
your iPhone machine. Listen to me. I do not have your iPhone machine. I've never owned an iPhone machine, never even seen one. I don't know what you're talking about. And you need to be just a little bit more damn polite because I don't have it.
Well, listen, I have proof of it. Unrefutable proof from the GPS.
I would appreciate it if you would fax me.
What I want? I'm sorry.
I would appreciate if you had faxed that proof to me.
I don't believe you know how to operate a fax machine. You're a common thief.
I have one in my office. I operate it every day. Send me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it because I do not have your iPhone.
iPhone machine. Get it right.
I don't appreciate you. I don't have it. You want my fax number? You can fax me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it. But you don't call up and give my casino host a hard time.
If you have a fax...
I don't have your phone, and...
Listen, if
we
you
don't get to the bottom of this, fax it to me.
If you have a fax machine, then what button do you push to send stuff?
We push 90 pause to get an outside line.
No, no.
We are through a network inside the company.
No, no, you hit send. You don't even know how to use a fax machine. You don't even know...
I have a fax machine. I operate it every day and everything goes through.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me I don't know how to operate it.
That's nice, honey. Okay. Listen, so I have proof. I turn on my iPhone machine. I turn on the GPS, and I'm telling you signs all over. Wanda Nelson this. Wanda Nelson has the phone. Wanda Nelson made a phone call. Phone calls all over the place.
Send me the proof. Send me the proof because I don't have it, and I want to find out who does. So send me the proof, and I will find out who has it.
Listen, and then somebody told me that they saw you eating chicken, and then you weren't cleaning your fingers, and you were touching all the dirty grease on top of my phone. That's just, you know what, just keep it, if you're so little.
I do not have your iPhone. Can you please tell me where you are, because the 407 is not even a local number where I am.
That's right, yes. This is the phone that you stole. I'm having the phones forwarded.
I don't have your phone. I did not steal your phone.
Okay.
Where are you located?
I was in the casino. I decided to go out to eat and cool down. And
when
I'm going to.
Were you in the casino?
I'm going to speak.
When were you in the casino?
Ma'am, this is getting a little personal, don't you think? I was at the machine.
Okay, but when?
The machine, yes, today, the machine. You know the machine with the lights that goes bing, 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 bing? You know that one?
We all have lights that do that. Which machine were you playing?
The game machine. You know?
We have a a lot of game machines. Which one were you playing?
This, okay, you put in the money in it, right? And it has this, has buttons.
Machines that take money.
Yeah, but it has the buttons, and you pull the thing, it's like, doom, doom, doom.
They all have buttons.
Bing, bing, like that.
They all go ding, ding.
It's got numbers on it.
Which one were you playing? And they all have numbers.
I'm just going to come in for a refund, I think, is what I'm going to do.
You come and see me. It would be great. Come and see me.
Are you threatening me?
No, I want you to come and talk to me so we can straighten it out.
All right, well, if we're going to talk, we're going to talk like men. You understand?
I'm not a man, so that's fine.
Maybe that's the problem.
Where do you live? I would like to send you my address so that you can send that to me, since you don't seem to think I know how to work a fax machine. And I would like to see the proof of this, because I don't appreciate this. I didn't do what you're accusing me of, and I would like to straighten it out.
I would hope you would, but I just don't have...
Give me an address, and I will send you something.
Oh, you're going to send me something.
I will send you my address...
You know what?
So that you can send me proof. I want to see the proof, because I don't have it. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where you got my name, but I don't have your cell phone. I've never even seen an iPhone.
Listen, I turned it on. I turned on the GPS on my iPhone machine, and I'm telling you, it has proof. It says that the person who accessed it has your name here clean as day on the computer machine. It says one has the iPhone machine, and that you made phone calls.
I do not have your iPhone.
You bought, you says that you bought gas with the phone and everything, that you were buying gas and you ordered.
I don't buy gas with anything except my bank card.
Yes, but you got to the gas pump thing and you put the iPhone machine, you swiped it and everything, and it charged the gas.
Where did I supposedly buy gas at? Where did I supposedly buy gas at?
It just says Valente and Associates on here. Valencia Gas, I don't know, some kind of ETC company or something. I don't know which one it is. It's a fresh transaction.
Not possible.
It hasn't even posted yet. It hasn't even...
I understand what you're saying, but if you live in... I need you to come and
see me. I'm not from...
Because I don't have it.
Listen, I have been on vacation in Reno. We made a trip out here, a special trip to see this casino, this big deal that my in-laws keep talking about, and nothing but shit is what happens. I'm in Reno right now, and I'm taking a flight out of Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to be flying back to Miami. But I tell you what, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you that you find, you know, that God doesn't pay it back to you sevenfold like the Bible says.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
No, you keep the phone. You keep the iPhone. I hope you enjoy the iPhone.
Listen to me. I'm going to call the local sheriff's office and give them your number because I don't have the phone and I don't need this.
Madam, quite honestly, you're calling me.
I'm going to call the sheriff's office right now and give them your phone number and you can talk to them if you think I've done something wrong.
Madam, well, I'm sorry. You're calling me and I order you in the name of the laws of the state of Nevada not to call and harass me anymore because you were calling me. This is an incoming call.
You can't get someone on an incoming call. Hey, everybody, Madhouse Radio is back.
We're black.
Taking out some trash here tonight. I got another Indian restaurant here. Oop.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to you
is full. Yes, I know. Milkman, now you're talking. I'm going to ban you.
How are you doing?
There you are. I thought it was you laughing there in the background. Nunu has an iMac. Wow.
Got a card last night. I can't find this.
iMac? Nunu, an iMac.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Okay, thank you. Yep. I know I got it somewhere, but I don't know where it's at this second. I'm going to put it back to you. Thank you.
It wasn't all UK Ted. Well, wasn't it UK Ted that perpetrated it? UK Ted opped the problem. Who was the problem maker here? Someone tell me. Someone copy paste. Who did all the opting?
And if I get mail, I'm good.
All right, Milkman. Mute yourself. It was a guy called Derp. Derp is gone, so I don't know who Derp was. Can't tell you who Derp is, so Derp gets off scot-free. I don't have time to look at the logs right now to see who the problem maker was. And that's another thing, Nunu, you know, you're supposed to be the second in command in the chat room after me. You're supposed to be the one in there, you know, holding it down. If people were opping like crazy, you should have banned whoever that was. What's the, you're, you know, sleep at the wheel. You know better than the captain of the Titanic, fucker. I should ban you and kick and ban you also from the show for a week. You know better than the captain of the Titanic who said full steam ahead the whole time.
You might have been a bunch today. Hey, man, that's about as good I can do.
Lots of moves are sending in a number from Mark Cameron. This guy is a Canadian troll who hates Americans. He's on disability, so he spends all this time on message boards like IMDb talking shit. one message board, he wrote that he hopes that there is another 9/11, and this time the terrorists set off a nuke in the U.S. and kill as many Americans as possible. Wow. Well, that's not very neighborly of his, of him. Let's give him a call. Here we go, Mark Cameron, crazy Canadian. They all turn crazy after a while, those Canadians, I tell you what.
I bet he doesn't own any guns.
Hope he doesn't. But she's on a no-fly list somewhere.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Cameron. Mark Cameron.
Who's this?
This is Cross. How you doing?
Who?
This is Cross. Valente Cross. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to offer you an iPhone machine.
A what?
An iPhone machine.
Not interested.
Well, listen here. Let me tell you what. It's a secret iPhone machine.
I'm not interested. No, don't call me again.
Listen, this iPhone machine has secrets on it. You understand? Hello? He's scared. He's running scared. Scared of the law.
Tell him you're American flat out.
Listen, I want to tell you flat out, I'm an American, but I don't claim any allegiance to the United States of America, okay?
Whatever, I don't care.
Well, listen, have you ever heard of the Bilderberg Group? Come on, come on. Oh, my God. The Bilderberg Group. You know who they are, right, Milkman? Are you there still? I think he muted himself finally.
Good for him, sir.
The Bilderberg Group, you know what I'm talking about, right, Milkman?
Yes, sir.
Good. Are you afraid of them? What do you think? What do you think about the Bilderberg Group?
What is it?
The Bilderberg Group. You ever heard of them?
Yeah, man. They run the world, don't they?
That's right.
That's what I heard. Last time I heard was the Skull, Bum, and Crossbones. They're in that group, too. Bum, the Skull.
I want to know which of those, all those groups that get mentioned is really in charge. Skull and Bones, Freemasons, Bilderbergs, the White Man.
What about Illuminati?
Illuminati. Which one of them? They're all in charge, apparently. Unless they're all the same group, they should all have a fight. There should be a video game where they all fight each other, where you can pick a side. You can pick a side out of all those groups, all those conspiracy groups, the communists you can be. And then, it'll be like Command and Conquer, Red Alert. You build a army and a navy and all that, and you fight each other in a strategic video game. That'd be awesome, man. I'll work on that. I don't know what to call it. Well, there you go. You could even be the Occupy protesters. But they suck. They suck. They've got, like, power conversion. That's it. They have a good conversion troop. That's it. Anyway. Moving right along, let's see what other numbers we got here. Lonesome, I did that one for you. We got the Sir Thomas Hotel in Liverpool. All right.
Hotel reservations, please press 1. For restaurant bookings, please press 2. Public relations and event inquiries, please press 3. For bar inquiries, please press 4. For all other
Thomas Hotel, John speaking,
yes, hi, Jonathan, how are you?
Sorry?
Yes, how are you, Jonathan?
You okay?
I'm good. I'm asking, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How are you? Good.
Yeah, how can I help?
That's good. Listen, do you have a hall there that can be rented out?
Do we have a, sorry?
Like a hall or a large room that you can rent out for events?
Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got a bar, restaurant, and a lounge, but they're all sort of together or separate, really, depending on how large the group is.
How big is it? I need to figure out how much, you know, either gravel that I can put down or cat litter or something like that to cover the floor. Or sawdust.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you mean, sorry.
Do you know the dimensions of it?
What's this for, sorry?
Well, I'm going to be booking the place. I need to get the dimensions. I need to know how much gravel, stone, and sawdust I need to buy.
I'm sorry, is this a joke? I don't understand.
No, no, I need to place the order tonight.
So the place I...
Uh-huh. What the dimensions are so I can figure out how much I need to... sawdust and gravel stone I need to get.
Why do you need sawdust and gravel, sorry?
Well, because there's going to be animals there.
There's going to be animals here?
Well, yeah.
So you do know you've called a hotel, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, we're having our conference there.
Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Cross. Cross Valente. How are you? How are you doing?
You okay? I'm okay, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm doing good.
Sorry, what hotel were you looking for?
Let's see. Let me take a look here at the papers. Sir Thomas Hotel. Sir Thomas Street, Corner O, Liverpool, Merseyside, England. Yes, that's the one. I'm a events coordinator.
Right. What kind of events have you got booked in, sorry?
Well, it's the American Association of Horses and Cats. As having their conference, they gave me the information here. I'm already in town. I already flew in. And then tomorrow we're going to start setting up for the conference this weekend.
Are you sure you've got the right hotel, mate? Because I don't think this is like the kind of venue you're looking for, you know?
Yeah, Sir Thomas Hotel. You guys have that bar and all that space there. That's where we're going to have the conference at. We have some vendors that are going to be sitting up there on the table. We're going to sell some T-shirts. And then the horses are going to come in. And the large cats.
Horses and large cats, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you'd be best calling. Tell you what, if you want to give us a call back after 9 o'clock, I'd be best.
No, wait a minute, no. I got to have this order. That's probably going to get delivered around 10 o'clock in the morning. I just need to know what the dimensions are so I can place this order first thing in the morning. Well, do you have the plans there? Can you tell me? I mean, how many feet by how many feet?
I couldn't tell you, sorry, mate, but as I say, it's not the kind of one you're going to get a horse into. Like,
well, it's already paid for. This is already paid for. I have the papers.
There's nothing on my system. You say there's any events booked tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm already in. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah, so, as I said, I don't know, is this a kind of joke? I don't get it really.
No, come on, please. Alright, listen, I'm a horse lover, okay?
Sounds. But as I say, yeah, if you want to give us a call back after 9 o'clock, someone might be able to help you, but there's, unfortunately, there's not many I can help you with, mate.
No, wait a minute. Now, what about, okay, are you there alone?
No.
At night? Who's in charge there at night?
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. Sir, and as I say, you're going to give us a call back after 9 o'clock.
Well, how much would you, like, for 1 hour of use of that room at night, like 3 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning? That's like your slowest time there, right? No one's around? Nothing's going on?
I'm going to have to go, mate. Thanks a lot.
Come on. When's the slowest time over there? Yeah, dickhead. Dickhead. I think this is going to be another crap show like last week. Well, we're halfway through it already anyway.
Sort of like being constipated. Can't get it out.
Yeah. Oakland, what you doing over there? Still muted? Still with a customer? Okay.
For reservations, press 1. For group reservations,
you are being transferred to
reservations.
Reservations. Reservations.
Reception, Roy Chandra says, I'm helping you.
Yes, hi. Are you the only person in right now? What's going on here?
Sorry, say again.
Are you the only person in there right now? How many people are around?
In our hotel.
Well,
looking
like
right... I'm sorry, I don't understand you asking me so.
In the area that you're at.
So I can't understand what you're saying.
You know your area where you stand? You know what that is, to stand in a general area, in a general vicinity, where you stand and you do work? Don't do that.
Sorry,
don't do that. What was that you just did? Huh?
I can't understand what you're asking me about.
What was that noise you just made? Did you roll your eyes at me, young man? Okay.
I would like to help you, but I need what's the matter? What would you like me to do?
Well, the conference room, or any space that you have there, for 1 hour between, let's say, 4 in the morning and 5 in the morning. How much?
Just for 1 hour. Staying with us for 1 hour.
I just need the room for myself and my and a dog for 1 hour. And I'll give you the cash, and you just turn the other way and make sure no one comes in and opens the door.
No, it's to check you in. Well, I can check you in the normal room. I'll give you the price, if you like, for this time in the morning. It's going to be about probably £70.
But listen,
I can't just do just like per hour.
No,
can't do only per day.
What if I give you, let's say I give you £20, okay, and you just let me have a room for like an hour?
No.
Well, that's you personal, just $20, and then, you know, no one's going to find out.
No, I can't do things
like that. Come on, do you have any? Do you have a bathroom there?
Well, obviously, our rooms have everything, including bathrooms.
Do you have like a bathroom in the lobby?
No, the rooms are simple, double bedrooms. There is a bathroom there. There is a television set.
No, but I mean like outside of the room. Is there a bathroom for use in the lobby area?
In the lobby area, no.
There's no bathroom there? That's
no,
outside
only,
the room?
Only in the rooms.
What bathroom do you use?
No, we don't have a bathroom downstairs. You know.
You don't use a toilet?
We have a toilet, yes.
For you?
No, It's a toilet for the guests, but it's only like a simple toilet. There's not like a bathroom there. You can go there and have a shower or anything like that.
No, I don't want a shower. I just need a space. So there's a toilet there, like where you can use a bathroom to make a toilet?
What do you need the space for, like?
I want to give you £20, and then I just want you to make sure that no one comes inside there for like an hour.
No, I can't do that.
Come on.
Public. No.
No, just between... No one else is there. Come on.
No, I can't do anything like that.
What about 30 pounds?
No, it's the hotel.
I know.
You buy a room here, you stay here, you pay for the room.
Look, I'll give you £40 and you let me use that
for
an hour. Please, it's for me.
No, we don't do that.
It's for me and my dog.
No.
Come on. Please.
No, we don't do things like that. I told you.
Well, no, you're not going to... I'm going to have... I want to touch the dog. It's just me and the dog, but I just don't want you to...
Excuse me, I'm quite busy, so...
I know.
I can tell you how much is the price for the room.
How much for toilet? Just look, don't put it on the computer. Just look between 50 pounds. I'll give you 50 pounds.
No, it's... I don't do things like that, no.
For 1 hour, 30 minutes...
If you need a space, I don't know, to use the internet, there is a place like that in the airport if you want to use
I don't need the internet. I want to be locked in a bathroom with my dog.
Okay, see you then.
Please? Oh, come on. That's a common question. I mean, there's people who are persecuted, dog lovers, you know? They need space, too.
For John Lennon Airport, for reservations, press 1.
John Lennon Airport?
You are being transferred to...
Reservations.
Did they say John Lennon Airport?
Wow. Sure sounded like it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Hello, Crown Plaza, John Lennon Airport. How can I help?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey?
What's going on there, big guy?
Who's this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross.
Who's this? You want to get a life? Okay.
I want to get a wife. Why do we have a roof on it? Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, let me try again. Dirty Aaron's calling in. Hey, Dirty Aaron, what do you want?
Dirty Aaron.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Thank you for calling the Crown Plaza Liverpool John Lennon Airport. For reservations, press 1. For group reservations, press 2. For meetings...
You are being transferred to...
Reservations.
John Denver Airport, says Booker Boo. That's bad.
Oh, man.
John Denver.
God.
No answers.
Maybe Ronnie Van Zandt were...
Anyway, there we are. I got a report here that Gregolate was the source of a lot of the trouble. Is that true? He left the chat room also, so.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah. Just causing, a little bit of arousal there, that's it.
I know.
I wouldn't say he's the root.
You know, Nunu, I'm looking at you. I put you in charge of holding it down there. I'm too busy doing the show. I'm sleeping at the wheel. Shame on you to regulate. I held you in a higher esteem, and UK Ted for that matter. I'm very disappointed in both of you. Very disappointed in both of you.
I didn't think it would get that crazy. I mean, this is what happens when you let the people have the power. They just go nuts.
People shouldn't have any power. That's what I said. You just sit there and listen.
That's what you and George Bush say.
Thank you. I love your ass kissing, Dirty Aaron. I was listening to it the other day. It was pretty funny. You said something like, "I'm not sure." You got on the air. You're like, "No, yes, sir, yes, sir." You said something like that, like,
"Yes, sir."
Very yes man like. I started laughing. It was pretty funny. All right, yes, sir, Mr. Carlito, sir. Moving right along, the liner at Liverpool. I'm gonna have to take a break. I forgot. Yeah, I got to put the eye drops in my eye. Shit, we got another hour and a half worth of show, but I do have to take a break, unfortunately, because I am required to put eye drops in my eye now. Back to that again. Sorry, guys. I haven't taken a break on the show like in over a month. But I did start the show early, so that makes up for it, right? Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check this out.
That to you.
Yeah, that's right. So, hey, when we come back, everybody, we're going to have more prank calls. Lonesome Loser sent in numbers, including Harma's Hoppy Houses. They do birthday parties, graduations, daycares, etc. We got a Cuban food restaurant in San Francisco, California. We got the liner at Liverpool. Got a few other hotels in Liverpool, England here also. Nunu is sending in some ideas also. Watch out. Hold on for that. Including the BBC switchboard he'd like us to call. That's always fun. What else? We got a few more requested pranks that came in also. We can get to those as well. We got a lot of shit to do. Hey, all right. I'm excited about it. You guys should be too. Well, give me about 5 minutes. I'll be right back. I should have a break here queued up. Yeah, I do. I never used it.
Indeed. Everybody get up, stretch around, get some blood moving, and do something else for a minute or two.
Yeah, get yourself a drink. You know, get yourself some iced tea.
Yeah. Coffee, whatever you drink.
Coffee, gin, whatever. All right. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes, folks. And thanks for your patience. I apologize on my behalf for UK Ted. And a lot of anger in the chat room right now. We're right back in about 5 minutes. Thank you.
Fuck you, I don't fuck up. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die,
I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high. Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Pizza, how may I help you?
Yes, I tried to place an order for delivery, but the person I spoke with was very rude.
Oh, you're kidding. Did you get his name?
Well, he said Doug Jenkins, but, he said that was a fake name, so.
That's his real name. And so what did he say to you I'm going to need to write this up if that's what you want. What did he say to you that was offensive to you?
He wouldn't take my order for delivery because I wanted meat on the pizza. He said he wouldn't deliver it because the delivery person was a vegan.
That is actually true. That she won't deliver that. It's a problem here for us tonight because she's the only one with a driver's license. But Was he rude to you when he said that to you? I mean,
yeah, he was. And then I called back and I made the recording that had cussing in it. He said, well, then...
The voicemail has cussing in it?
It did, uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out, too. I just got this job here, and it really seems kind of... Everyone's just silly. They're all freaking out, you know? So I don't know how long I'm even going to be working here with these little jokers, but... I can talk to the people that take care of that, you know, the voicemail, and maybe they can get it changed back. And then I'll tell them about Doug Jenkins' horrid behavior to you. Do you want to come get, like, a coupon for free pizza or something?
No, I'm not going to come in. I wanted it delivered, you know.
Oh.
But then he said I was wasting his time by placing an order, you know. So I'm gonna call the corporate office tomorrow and let them know.
That's a real good idea. I would do that because, you know, we don't even really want to talk to you here anymore, okay? You're just a big complainer, and you wouldn't take the fucking free pizza to make you happy. I tried to shut you up, but go ahead and tell on us, okay? Bye.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, he's a long-legged test-out Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Tim speaking.
Yes, can I speak with Tim, please?
Who, sorry?
Yes, this is Summer. Is Tim there?
Tim?
Yes.
No, there's no Tim here, love. This is...
Right, is the ball... What's the bartender's name there that was there last night?
There's no Tim, love. Do you want to speak to somebody who was working in the bar, or...?
No, what's the bartender's name that was there last night? Were you there last night?
I wasn't working last night, love, no.
Why not?
Be something...
Well, see, this is what happened. Is the manager there?
Yeah.
Are you the manager?
Yeah.
You're the manager? Well, I was there last night.
The manager.
Okay, the bartender that was there last night was making passes at me. He tried to feel me, and I was very, very upset about it. And when I told him I'd call and talk to the manager tonight, he just laughed in my face.
Okay, so this was one of the bar staff?
I'm sorry?
This was one of the bar staff, was it?
Right. I thought his name was Tim, but I guess he told me a wrong name.
And that was somebody that was working here, was it?
Yes, he was behind Tim. The bar. I'm very mad right now. I've actually talked to a lawyer today, and he says I could probably get him fired, but they told me to go ahead and call you. What is going to happen to this?
Well, I don't know who you... I said we haven't got a Tim that works here, so I don't know who it is that you're talking about. Can you describe him?
Yes, he's got brown hair. He's probably about medium build. That's all I remember. He tried to fill me up 3 or 4 times, and I tried to get out of there, and he grabbed my arm and pulled me back in, and I had some. Finally, one of the bouncers or the bigger guys came over there.
And he
finally got him off me, and I left. He pulled on my arm. And I've still got marks. I've got bruises on there.
Okay, was it somebody who actually works here?
He was behind... Yes, he was behind the bar. I don't know if he worked there or not, but he was behind the bar.
Behind the bar. Yeah.
Right.
And how old was he?
Probably around 25 or 30.
Okay.
I've got big bruises on my arm where he was pulling on me before the big guy finally came over there and got him off me, and I finally left. Yeah. But my lawyer told me to call you first.
Yeah, okay, just hold on a second. Just give us a minute. Are you here?
Yep, hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is Summer's lawyer. I instructed her to call you, but I didn't instruct her to tell you anything that happened. What all has she told you, sir?
Sorry?
What all has Summer told you? I did not instruct her to give you any details about what happened last night.
Yeah, and I said I wasn't working last night, and I just spoke to the duty manager who was on last night.
Uh-huh. What did she tell you, sir?
Sorry?
What did she... Are you deaf? What did she tell you?
If you're going to be...
I will come down there, and I will pull your license faster than you can...
Well, that's fine.
I will have your license pulled, I will have you closed down in 5 seconds.
He's gone. You're going to have his license pulled. That's such an American thing to say. We're going to get your license pulled, bitch. We're going to get your license pulled. Damn, anyway.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
I hunt for...
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Take the bass line out.
Okay, faggot!
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah. Let it bump, though.
All right, everybody, Madhouse Radio back. Longer break than I promised.
It's back for you.
Did I say 5 minutes? More like 10? Yep. We're here, Carlito, Tabachi, Dirty Aaron, I suppose.
Hello.
I suppose we should call Milkman back. He dropped out. Milkman gets upset when there's too many people on.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
That's why he sticks his ringtone.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back.
You got it, man. You got it, man.
Oh, man, it's raining.
Is it? Oh, fuck, finally.
God, it's pouring down.
It looked like it was going to rain forever, and it finally rained good. Well, in your part of town, anyway, not mine. MBC3 Clay, good. Someone's asking about, is if this sound effect here, though? That's Saul.
Yeah, what is that, by the way?
Jerky Boys prank call Saul's Chainsaw.
Okay, I gotcha.
Saul's Chainsaw is the name of the prank call. And I talk a bunch of shit about Johnny Brennan, and I keep playing his sound effects. So what's that tell you about me? I'm a bitch, that's what. We got a pick. Bookapoo has a pick as Dark Stranger's boob. Alright, let's see that. I don't know, do I want to see that? How were they, Tabachi? Were they nice? Were they firm, or were they big floppers? Remember?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. What, that?
Dark Stranger's boobs. That was, she flashed them. She got a nice pair of floppers. Was it big floppers? Or?
Yeah, I was rather impressed. Wow. Very impressed.
Nice.
I can't say that too often either. So.
About her or just boobs in general?
In general.
I gotcha. Story of my life.
I have a criteria, and I wasn't expecting it to fit that.
Man, I don't know. I gotta find a weed guy around here. So you know anybody selling, man? Because I'm looking.
I'll tell you, it's hard to come by, but where you are, you want to go out on shoot, what's the street called? This is to the east of the city, out on the like you get the town, and you go a little south of it, and that's where you can get some.
All right. See
my
that.
Streets are a little sketchy. I don't go up around those neck of the woods too often. But
yeah, I don't usually.
On the east part of town, you go a little bit south. Like there's a Starbucks out there.
Yeah.
On the east end of town, you go about 7 blocks down there, and that's where you can.
Yeah,
but you go outside of there, and there's nothing. It's you just can't find it.
I'm just talking. I don't like to get from like random people. I like to know the person. You know, someone. I gotta find someone who knows somebody, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
that's what you gotta do, yeah.
Regular
kind. All you gotta do is walk around there, you'll find it.
I'll do that.
Just go to the food co-op or a Whole Food Market.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Nah, not where Carlito is yet.
Apple Store, maybe? No.
Yeah, Apple Store.
Apple Store. No problem is I can't even drive. I don't even have a driving license. I got a license that tells people who I am. That's
just
it.
Ride the bus for like 2 hours. You'll be guaranteed to find
someone. Someone will show up. That's holding. Well, the other day I was at work. I was taking my lunch break. I was outside smoking a cigar, and this brother was out there. I could smell the weed. And he asked me, is it pizza day today? And I said, huh? I didn't catch on. I was like, no, not today. And I said, oh, all right. And he walked off. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's the code. I was like, shit. I think that's the code. I don't know. Is that a code? I don't know. I mean, who got it? I smelled like weed. I was like, I smell weed. You know, he was smoking it, I guess. I was smoking my cigar. And he went
by.
And he goes, "What's up?" I'm like, "What's up, dog?" And it was like, he's like, "Pizza." He goes, "Pizza day today?" I'm like, "No, not today." He's like, "All right," and he walks off. I'm like, "Pizza day? Ah, oh, shit! Like that's the code. That's a good code. I like that one. Pizza day today. That's a good code. But it could have been a cop. I don't know. You know what I mean? Where'd my lighter go?
Yeah, you know, it could have been. There's a big beltway that runs around there, and that's where all the trafficking goes down.
Yeah, man.
And like you're talking, yeah, it's insane.
You know what I'm saying? Like literally,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, I've been told.
You've been.
I don't touch the stuff myself. But.
Good to know. Nina says every day is pizza day. Well, back in the day, every day was pizza day, especially here in Madhouse. I smoke a lot of weed here in Madhouse, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to those episodes.
I used to do 420 shows. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's when I first started listening.
But Ken sent me a message on Yahoo. Maybe it's about weed. Let's check that out later. I'll bookmark that. All right. Hey, guys, more pranks. Thank you, Nunu. Keeping us in line. Time for more pranks. I, however, will chug a beer. Liquid courage. What's left of that there, rather? It's Bud Ice. Someone was asking before, am I drinking Bud Ice? Yes, still drinking Bud Ice. Bud Ice, yes, I'm still drinking. And I did the research on Bud Ice. I did the research just like an Audi guy would tell you to do.
Uh-huh.
All Bud Ice is. Here's the deal, Bud Ice. They take Budweiser, they freeze it. And you can't really freeze beer completely unless you put it, like, in a super thermal freezer. They put it in a regular freezer, so it forms a layer of ice at the top. Maybe about a tenth of the top of the beer in the big vat that they do becomes ice. And that's the water that's separated during the freezing process. They do a blast freeze on it real quick. A layer of ice forms. They remove all that water. That ice is just pure water. They remove it, and then what's left is Bud Ice. So basically, it's the same beer as Budweiser, but they take out a tenth of the water. You get more alcohol per volume. That's what they do. That's Bud Ice. And I found out, man, I was talking last week. I can't find Bud Ice Light anywhere. I used to drink that all the time. They don't sell that anymore. They don't do the process to Bud Light anymore. Just to regular Budweiser.
Mm.
I found that out also. And thank you, Wikipedia. Wikipedia.com sponsored the second half of the show tonight.
Yeah.
All right, moving along then. We got lots of numbers here to get to, including a Persian grill and a few Cuban cuisine places. Cubans are fun to mess with also. Hey, Lonesome Loser Man, if you're paying attention, my brother, if you happen to know where that number for the hotel home in Iran is, the homosexual hotel in Iran, as I used to call them sometimes, it'd be nice to check in with them, see how they're doing. Give a call to Iran, see how they're up, what they're up to over there.
Son of a bitch.
Should prank call Virginia.
No. You saw that forums post. Yeah, what's up with that, dude? I saw that. All of you prank callers out there, Virginia. It hasn't been signed into a law by the governor yet, but some serious crime now, man. It's like a misdemeanor. It's like a first-degree felony to prank call someone now?
Like a deep felony or whatever?
Something like that. Ridiculous.
How come Milkman knows about that?
You know, Milkman warned us. I know, Milkman. If you're paying attention,
he was for a little while. He was in the pump. He in Virginia for making prank calls.
Hey, you know that's probably what happened, Milkman. I don't know if you're paying attention right now. You're on the connection. I think you are. But Virginia just passed a law in the House. It hasn't been signed by the governor yet. It's going to be on his desk soon, if not already. But it's going to be a felony to prank call in the state of Virginia now. Just to let you know, and you warned us all about the dangers of being arrested in Virginia. They'll extradite me there, and they'll feed me, and won't let me use the toilet, or whatever you said, a whole bunch of shit, I don't know. Not a big deal, I've been arrested before. Big whoop.
Oh, well. They can just move to West Virginia.
I know, right? West Virginia will take you. I'll become a coal miner. Sounds like a good living. All right. Persian Cafe. What's Persian restaurant? What do I got here? Lonesome Loser. Persian Grill. Monterey, California. Monterey. King's Forest in Spanish. Monterey, California.
Good evening, Persian Grill.
Good evening, yes, hello. I would like to make an appointment for food.
Okay, for when?
Yes.
For when?
Yes, for when, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, you wanted to make reservation for what time?
An appointment for food, yeah, I like food. You know? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, yes. Do you have kebabs there?
We do have kebab, but not over the phone, but you have to come over here.
Well, that's why I'm making a stupid order, you know, a reservation to come in. You don't seem to understand, right?
Yeah, okay.
Do you have an epilepsy?
No.
Okay. Do you have pork kebab there?
No, we don't have pork.
Why not?
Okay. What is your phone number?
Well, what do you put? You put spices in that there, right? Like
What is your phone number? First of all, let me verify your phone number.
Don't be a jerk. Don't be a mean guy. Okay, that's not necessary.
I'm not mean. I'm just gonna hang up.
I'm not.
Guy.
I'll be nice. I'll be honest. I know I haven't been doing good with the practice tonight, but trying to do something here.
Cut it up.
Look, I'm sorry. Cut it off.
You know he's just stewing over there.
Good evening, Persian Grill.
Yes, hi, lady. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Are you sexy, lady?
What do you want?
There's a sexy lady to kiss all over her body. Now he's. You don't mess with a Persian woman. Watch now.
No, sir.
Watch now. Watch nothing. Yeah, they hung right up. That's what you're going to watch. Blah. But, I will call from a different number. Let's see if this works. Oh, this hasn't been working lately. If I try to call from another number, they're like, no, we do not answer. We're still having Google Voice issues also. Shit. Oh, man. Dirty Aaron, you got any iPad, iPhone, iPod, anything like that?
Well, I got my iPhone 4G here, and then I got 3G at home at work.
Wow, two iPhone machines. That's something.
Well, the one I use for just Pandora for my workstation machine.
That's a good idea. Just keep it for Pandora and Sirius or whatever you use.
Yeah, because they got Wi-Fi right there at the job there.
Man, I'm so pissed off. I get decent 4G coverage, but I don't want to hit my buffer limit or whatever. On T-Mobile, and it's not the best coverage in where I live or where I work, so there's no Wi-Fi where I work at. Well, there's Wi-Fi on the second floor for the stupid fucking Indians, and they don't give us the Americans any on the third floor. It pisses me off. So I realized, I know, I already knew, going into the Android doesn't let you connect to ad hoc Wi-Fi network, so I can't create a new Wi-Fi network on my work computer.
Alright.
But then I found like three apps that supposedly, as long as you have root access on your Android, you can connect to an ad hoc network, and I can't do it. It doesn't work. It sucks.
The thing about it is that the NPSA Cobra got me hooked on the iPhone machine, and then he switched over to Android about 6-8 months ago.
Really? Sold you out, yeah. Man. Sold out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But he's a 1%er. This guy uses, a mad amount. He's the real deal. He's the reason why they're shrinking the network, because of him.
Oh, you see, yeah, and AT&T's making a big deal about that now, man. They just started clumping
up. He said he had to go, like, edge for, like, 10 days of the month because they choked him out.
Dude, yeah, that's happened to me a few times at T-Mobile. Like, when I first moved here, I was like, at my in-law's house, and I was going to use the phone as a router. Right. Hit that limit, and I had to go a whole month using Edge. I was like, you gotta be fucking... I was like, at least bring me down to 3G, you know? I was like, no. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And then one time, then, you know what I did? I reflashed my phone, and I put on my my podcast fucking app on there, and my podcast app, I have, like, I keep track of, like, 60 different podcasts. It's stupid.
Oh, my God.
I only listen to maybe...
Who's got that much time? Yeah.
I know. There's not. And here's what... It's so crazy. I listen to about 15 of them regularly. I listen to a lot of fucking podcasts. I got about 15 that I listen to regularly. I listen to them at double speed. That's the new hotness. That is the new thing. No, I heard about a few people talk about this on other podcasts. Like... And you can do it. Like, if you listen, you can listen to your podcast at 2x, double speed, and you catch everything. You don't miss anything. We're going to sit there and listen to them him and haw and stuff like that. I it doesn't affect me at all. It's faster, so I can hear double the podcast in the same amount of time. But, dude, like, I installed the podcast, and I brought over my old settings, and without even knowing, it went out and downloaded, like, 70 different podcast episodes, and...
All at the same time.
Yeah. I got the text message, like, you have reached your limit for this billing cycle. I'm like, the billing cycle just started! No! God! So I had to go another month on Edge data. It was suck. But, I mean, at home, it's okay. I can hit the Wi-Fi at home, but shit. Man, it sucks. I hear you, man. So I don't know. I'm going to get the new iPad, but I don't know if I should get the LTE version on Verizon, I guess, would be better than AT&T, or if I should just get the Wi-Fi version. I'm not going to take it to work, probably.
Well, I would wait a minute. It seems like, with all the Apple workers committing suicide at the...
Foxconn, yeah.
Yeah, Foxconn, that you better wait for the couple weeks for them to get delivered.
I don't know. I didn't even check to see how the delivery thing is going with it. I just know they're being ordered now. I'm not going to pre-order this shit. I was just going to go to walk into the Apple store over there at the mall. The one that me and Tabachi have been talking about turning it up at some point.
I'll tell you that. I think the whole, you know, made in China thing is kind of overhyped.
What are you going to do? I mean, it's
economically, we really are making a lot of people better off. The people who are in factories, you know, yeah, a lot of shit happens to them, but I'll tell you, they're a lot better off for the most part working there. And
you know what?
Learning a lot more.
Give it 10, 15 years, it's not going to matter, because the Chinese are going to catch up as far as a financial independence individually. And they're not going to want to work for as little wages anyway. It's not going to matter. It's all going to be expensive.
They've already passed us.
They'll move on the services.
Well, it's already
the services.
I mean, you understand the deal, right? Most people don't understand the deal to work in China.
What's that?
Most people don't the real deal to work in China. So working in China, you can take advantage of their low taxes, their low labor prices. Really? But the deal is to work any company to work in China, but their factories in, they have to share the knowledge of how the product is made with Chinese.
You see.
No wonder why people all over the world are like complaining, oh my God, I got a fake iPod, I got a fake Gucci bag, because the companies that want to go over there and take advantage of these cheap prices are selling out the instructions on how to make it. The Chinese are fucking copying it.
Yeah, well, they got
everything for almost nothing.
They got fucking fake.
They got fake Apple stores in China,
for God's sake. Yeah. Fake Apple stores. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. Of all the things, you know what I mean? It's not. It doesn't even go down to like the technology anymore and the product. Like the fucking retail store is fake.
They make it all, man. They make it all. That's what happened to HP. Yeah. HP now is a Chinese company, and the Chinese can make any fucking computer they want.
You know, HP made a lot of mistakes. HP made a lot of mistakes. They didn't have a good CEO for a long time. They didn't know, and then they came out and they said, we're not going to sell personal computers anymore. I was like, what the fuck else are you going to sell? What, are you going to become Dell now? You're going to sell computers to enterprise now? Sure you are.
Back to the damn calculators, programmable calculators of the 70s, right.
You know, that's the thing. In the North American companies, American and Canadian, whatever it may be, a lot of them are stupid. Like, you got BlackBerry, who had cornered the market when it came to cell phones and smart devices. And then they have a fucking company with two CEOs. Two fucking CEOs until just recently.
Yeah.
How do you have a company with two CEOs? What does that say? What do you think that says to people? You know what the fuck we want to do. Anyway.
Well, they're a Canadian company, you know. And unfortunately, they're not showing the good common sense of most Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah. I predict Nunu's in the chat. I haven't looked yet. I predict Nunu's having a fit. Let's see. Nunu. Is this the China T-Mobile show or a prank call show? Yeah, I was right. All right, Nunu.
It's the China Apple show.
It's the Apple show. Hell yeah, the Apple Hour, Apple Weekly.
But that's it. That independence is already happening in China. It's so bad that they had to close the Apple stores because people were paying the migrant workers like thousands of dollars.
They were busting them in. Yeah, because they could only buy one at a time. Yeah.
They were getting into fucking fights and shit, so they just closed the Apple store.
Yeah, they had to open like 2 days late, the first official Apple store there. Yeah, I remember that, man. Yeah, and the crazy shit. Remember, the saying was like, this is, you know, they're selling the iPhone for the first time in China officially, but you've been able to use an iPhone there for like 5 years. I think.
Yeah, they just make them just, it's like, it looks just like a fucking iPhone.
Yeah.
It works just like an iPhone. It's just. With the different card or chip or whatever the fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever.
You can buy them on eBay.
Yeah. Oh, this is a really shitty one called the A-Phone or something. I checked it out. Someone, like, let me borrow it once to try to fix it. I'm like, this is a piece of shit.
Oh, the imitation phone, right.
There was an imitation. It was called, like, the E-Phone or the A-Phone. It looked just like it, but it sucked. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. Oh, it had a stylus and all this shit. Yeah, I remember Zolar once, like, he used to talk to me a lot offline, and he was like, should I get this for my son? And I was like, what is it? Like, it's like the iPhone, but it's not. I'm like, oh, man, don't get that shit, man. Get him the iPhone. He's going to hate you. That's what my parents would do. Like, we got you some Air Schmordens, Carlos. Like, wow, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. All right, anyway, Homa Hotel. Let's do it. That's like when Shaq, and like, I think it was like 95, he came out with like a shoe that you could buy at Target for $30. I remember he had it was like the Shaquille O'Neal shoe like that he made and for $30 at Target, and they were the ugliest things ever.
Did he have a rap album in 1995 too?
Yeah, I'm outstanding. Whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, that's when he played for the Magic still in Orlando. I was trying. I was like, oh, look, yeah, this is awesome.
Fuck me too.
Because I lived in Orlando and I was like a big Shaq fan and all that. I was just trying to, but in hindsight, God, he's so stupid. Just because
I mean, corporations have given us exactly what they want. They've given away all their secrets to make more money and be greedier than ever.
So long as that.
Now look where we're at now. We have nothing.
Nothing.
And now
we're a service industry country. We're a service industry country. It's what you can do for other people, not what you make, not what you can build, it's what you'll do for them.
Yep.
Whether it's you know, drive a train, make a hamburger for them, do paperwork for them. That's what we do now.
Or do prank calls for a living like me. Woo! Okay, let's do a prank call. Iran, coming up.
Shaq Diesel. Posted a link in the chat.
He's got a show. I'm outstanding, yo. I'm outstanding. He had a song, My Biological Father.
Hello, this is Home Hotel. Please hold the line to process your calls.
They got a different system there. Wow, they upgraded. I got some Avaya phones there, it sounds like.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Yes, hi, I would like a room. I'm calling from CNN.
From?
CNN. The television news. I don't want to alarm you, but myself and Wolf Blitzer need to stay in a room there in about 2 weeks, and we're going to have a camera crew, and we'll need access to the roof for the satellite, and we'll be covering something that's going to be happening in 2 weeks, but I don't want you to get alarmed, and you shouldn't tell anybody about this either. Hello? Are you there, gentlemen? Gentlemen. I just called the Republican Guard, I think. They're attacking.
He's at the top of our list during our expose.
That doesn't work. You know, in Iraq, you know, like, the invasion would start whenever we attack Iraq, and Wolf Blitzer was already there in a hotel in Iraq, already in Baghdad. on the rooftop with the other guy. It was a black guy. Whatever happened to the black guy that used to be on CNN? Bernard Shaw. Whatever happened to that guy? Did he die? Never
they
heard of
him. Sideline, Megan.
They were standing in front of a green screen. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Home Hotel. Please hold the line. Process your call.
California. Whatever happened? Let me look up Bernard Shaw. Holy shit, I haven't heard about that guy in a long time.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
He's retired. Yeah. He retired in 2001.
Look at the last I said.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I wanted to make a reservation. What happened? Hello?
Hold the line, please.
Shit.
That's some
oh my god.
That's the whole music you get when they're transferring you to the government.
Yeah. Do not be alarmed.
For those nothing like a little bit of pulse code modulation to soothe your ears.
For those of you who don't know, the Homa Hotel was actually the Hilton Hotel before the revolution. It was taken over by the government and is now a government hotel. Hello? Actually, everything tourism related in Iran is named Homa, including their airline.
Oh, is it like some sort of prefix?
It's a bird.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Yes, Matthew. Fine.
Yes, my name is Bernard Shaw. Do you know who I
am? Bernard Shaw?
Yes, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from CNN.
Yes.
I'm going to be going down there with Wolf Blitzer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to stay in a hotel. There's a big event that's going to happen.
You're coming to a hotel.
Yeah, there's going to be a big event in about 2 weeks. I don't want you to get alarmed, and I don't want you to tell
from
anybody.
From today?
Huh?
From today?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
From tomorrow.
Yes. Now, we need to make sure we have a good view of the sky. We need to take video of the sky.
Of course.
And do you overlook any important landmarks?
Pardon?
Do you have any windows that overlook any...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
Like where?
I said, what's your name?
My name is Bernard Shaw. I'm a journalist with CNN News.
Mr. Bernard Shaw?
Yes, Mr. Bernard Shaw.
Sure. And that's because you can come tomorrow after 8 or 9 o'clock.
No, listen. In 2 weeks, we're going to be down there, okay?
Yes, okay.
And we don't want you to tell
anyone. Room rate from the Homa Hotel or no?
Well, no. I just want to make sure, first of all, like in the location, we want to be able to take video of the outside.
Sure.
Okay?
That's okay. We have a room available for tomorrow.
No, but this is in 2 weeks. Nothing's happening tomorrow. 2 weeks from now.
That's okay.
All right.
You have it, yes.
Okay, now listen. Well, can you send a man up to my room? Later, like
yes.
After, huh?
Yes, of course.
Now this man, he will kiss me?
Just man?
Yeah, I need one man to come to kiss me in the room.
Yes.
Okay, will the man kiss me?
I said you need the massager in this room?
What?
You need a massager?
A massager, but I want him to be a man and I want him to take his clothes off. Will he take off his clothes?
No, you don't have the service.
Well, will he kiss me then?
No.
No?
No.
What services do you provide?
Just you can go to the fitness center.
To the what?
Fitness center.
What's that?
Yes, we have
it. You have what? The fleet center?
Yeah. Fitness.
What's that? What happens there?
I'm saying we have the contact for...
Okay, what about a woman then? What about your mother? Hello? Sir? No, here you go. You know, we used to be able to get people at this hotel to get really mad and really political. Never anymore. Not like before. Yeah.
Well, he's not very compliant.
He knows, man. I wonder if that Iranian government looking in the madhouse.
He's going to be one of the unmanned drone targets on our invasion.
Hello? Hello?
Calling the operator.
There we go. There
Please
we go.
Wait a moment.
Reception.
Yes, I would like to take off my shoes and hit you in the face with my shoe.
Okay, there's no problem.
Will you kiss? I want you to kiss my shoes, all over my shoes.
Just come to the hotel.
Okay, and then can I take off my pants while you kiss my shoes?
Just come to the hotel.
And then what happens?
Everything happens.
You kiss my shoes?
Something like this.
Okay, and did you have an Iranian flag that I can use to use like a towel after I take a shower?
Yes, why not?
Huh?
Yes, sure.
Okay, and then I use it for... Do you have toilet paper there? I get there with the shoe. Big insult over there in Iran.
You see that they got any toilet paper?
No, they just have the three shells.
They have the Quran.
No, they just use their left hand.
Hello? Oh, I thought they use the left hand. That's right, Milkman. Good boy, Milkman, Gold Star. You're tied with somebody. OSX. Man.
Yeah, good point. I think I'm going to head out for the night, boys.
No. Okay, bye.
Take care.
Bye. Whatever. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Okay, I spoke with my colleague. You can come to the hotel.
And you will kiss my shoes?
No, we are more than 300 people.
To do what? Well, listen. They're feeding him answers.
Yeah, take that one over.
He's like, what do I tell America? Tell them we have 300 people. Ken's making a good point. The three shells from Demolition Man, yeah. There's a
flip would make any difference if it was like sandals or flip flops.
There's a JPEG out there that actually shows the three shells thing, like how it happened. I mean, it's not a real thing, but I guess someone came up with it. It's such a pretty cool. It made sense. I was like, yeah, I guess that's how you would use the three shells. What you do is you take two shells, you put them in each side of your butt cheeks, right? So the shit doesn't hit the cheeks. And then the other shell, you use it to hold with your hand, and you shit into the shell. And then you dump that shell in the toilet, and then you get rid of the other shells. And it makes sense, right? And that's a great idea. If they could start the seashell thing, I think they should start that. And no more toilet paper use. Think about that, Milkman.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Are you there?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Don Update.
Don Update?
Gentleman.
What?
I can't go to the hotel. There's no problem.
Yeah, but I want to make sure, first of all, that I have a man who's going to kiss my shoes.
All of my colleagues are fuckers.
What?
Do you know fucker?
You know fucker? What?
All of my colleagues are nice fuckers.
There are nice fuckers?
Let's come to the hotel.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
I'm an American citizen. How dare you talk to me that way?
How dare you talk to me like that? We're great people. We're the greatest people in the world. The greatest country. He's gone. All right. Took that long, but we got an answer from him. Good deal.
300 people, nice fuckers.
We have 300 nice fuckers. That's a good hotel, man. 300 good fuckers. Good power tops. We already played that song. Coming up next, let's see what else we got here. Let me look at the chat. Hey, everybody in the chat room, say hi. And Ava wants us to call...
Hello!
Okay, enough, man. Thank you. Enigma wants us to call Cobra Security. We can do that, sure. I got the number here.
Security.
Yeah. Let's see if Cobra Security answers this week, because last week the phone was busy when we tried calling.
That was a huge letdown.
I know, dude. I pumped that up. I was like, everybody, Cobra Security. Nothing. I know the number's here somewhere. Hang on. Crazy about cupcakes. No.
Corey.
Well, that's Corey in security. Which someone, I think Mikey 129 pointed out. Might have been him. Here we go. I found the Cobra Security number. It's Aquarius Security, the guy was saying. I thought it was Corey in security he was saying. But I think he did say his name was Corey also, though. I think.
Aquarius, okay, that makes sense.
I swear he said his name was Corey at some point. That's where I got that from.
It did sound like it, yeah.
Yeah. That guy was a trip. Maybe we get to call him again. Here we go, Cobras.
I'll be right back.
All right, moment. Almost time for UK calls.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of...
Let me get that out.
At the tone...
Okay. Once again, no answer there. Let me try them again.
No, they're going to answer this time.
Yeah. They will answer. I try everything I can, man. I try to inhale a cigar like it's weed. Gets me a little lightheaded, but it's not the same thing, man. I don't want to touch that K2 shit. You know what they're putting in it, man. Look what happened to Artie.
I know, he just yells all the time.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Richie was calling, and I lost him. Richie! Hang on, let me get Richie here. Richie!
Giggles.
Rich. IG. Hey, how you doing, kid?
What's up, man?
Nothing, just here. Any, did you get in trouble at school lately at all? Nothing? No one's messing with you?
No.
Good. Good deal.
I was afraid of that.
You didn't get touched or anything?
No, did you hear last week's show? I explained what happened.
Yeah.
No, I was here. Yeah.
I was here for sure.
I know that.
You know that. You're a smart kid, man. I'm telling you, the future prank calls right here. Okay, well, we're going to keep doing some prank calls, all right? Let me look at the request of pranks here. While Lonesome's sending in a few numbers, we're going to let those pot up here in a second. Let me see what request of pranks we got here. Richie, what's going on in your world? What's the big news? What's the beat in the school? What's the street beat? Anything going on? Big pep rally? Anything going on?
Yeah, my school's pretty lame. I don't think we'll ever have a pep rally.
Yeah. How's your football team doing? Is it any good?
Sadly, we don't have a football team.
Oh, that's gay. What's going on?
That's one of these. It sounds like you go to one of these smart kid schools or something like that.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Do you have to wear a dress and stuff to school, or
no? I just wear whatever the hell I want.
You wear a dress. You probably go to the same school that Biggie Smalls went to. He went to a private school in Brooklyn. I wonder.
I go to public school.
Oh, okay. Is it like public school number one? Don't tell me the school, but it's like a number.
No,
it's not.
School district one.
Yeah, like in like New York, they go like school number 129. It's like, how do you get behind that? Like, I'm school number 129, bitch.
My elementary school was PS 102.
Yeah, that's a sort of why? Why can't they give it a name? Like, call it.
I don't know.
Pick an astronaut. You know. God, guys.
It's like it would be PS 102, and then on the subtitle it'll say the Bayview School. But it won't actually be called the Bayview School.
I'm going to edit that out. Don't give that out, man, on the air.
No. I went to that
school. That's a bad idea.
Like, yeah, 10 years ago.
They'll use it against you. You know, they're ready to use it against you once, man. They'll use that shit. Someone sent in a request to prank that says, can you prank, please? Can you prank, please? Can you prank, please? Okay. Thanks. That was probably Richard over here, Richie.
That wasn't me.
Okay, good. We got a number here for Jim Bob in the UK.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Jim Bob in the UK? Seriously?
I think they meant the South. Just generically the South.
If this is another cell phone that's going to go to voicemail and cost me 25 cents, I'm never taking requested pranks from this guy anymore. That's ringing. Hello? Hi. Okay. I guess he gave us his own phone number. Well, there you go.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
There you go. Carlito. I have a good idea for the, can we call the Homa Hotel back?
Yeah, we can. Sure. You got him. You got him, man. Watch it. Look, all right, we're going to call the Homa Hotel. Don't do anything stupid, all right? Because I was just letting you know, more than likely the CIA or whatever computer they use in the Pentagon is listening to these calls. So let's not be stupid, all right, guys? At some point, someone is monitoring the calls. You got to think, right? The majority of calls to Iran from the United States are being monitored, especially if they're on the internet. At some point or another, someone's like at least watching you. So,
yeah,
use your brain here, okay?
Yeah, I got it. I've
started.
I got it. All right. Don't worry.
He's got a funny joke about a bomb.
So this is Home Hotel. Please hold the line to process your call.
It's about hair.
Okay.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
What's the number left?
Hi there. Hello there. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, I have a complaint. I was there about a month ago, and basically, the person working at the front desk had an unapproved hairstyle by the government. And I would like to make a complaint against that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, can you tell me who this was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had a mohawk. Do you know who that was?
His hair was too long.
Yeah. His hair was too long, and it was getting in his eyes, and that's against the law. Sir, this is serious business here. That's punishable by jail time. Sir?
They're figuring out what their response is going to be. Hang on. That's what they do. Word, everybody.
They have a computer. They just pull responses out.
Yeah.
They stole IBM's Watson technology.
Yeah, I know.
IBM.
They're using OS 2. They're firing up the Apple Lisa. Hello? Ah, he hung up. Sorry, Rich. Sorry, IG. It'll have to be next week. They're on to me. That was Iran. You can't get one past the Iranians. You know them. Anyway. Okay, so. Let me play a little music here. Huh? Who's in a conference room? We got IG69, Dirty Aaron's here. Did Milkman drop out? No, he said he had to do something real quick. Kent says, pull the plug. Pull it.
I pulled the plug, but it's on battery power. Oh, shit.
Kent says, got tobacco in my mouth. Is that a KKK mask I see next to Carlito's shoulder? Whoa, let me look at the video. What's that? A KKK mask? That's to my shoulder. No? I don't see anything.
Yeah, the chat room has been, it's been crazy because I don't know if it was Ken or Grigulate was going off about that video that's going around on Facebook or whatever.
I saw three posts today about that, and then my cousin sent it to me and I didn't get to watch it. What is this, Cody?
I don't know. It's
okay, basically,
all bullshit.
Listen.
I'm
in high school, right? Everybody wants to, like, stand out or whatever. I'm the stupid. They think they could change the world by liking or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, you can't do it. It's like, everybody's like, stop Coney. Stop Coney. We're going to make him famous.
But what the fuck is it? What's going on? I looked at it. It's like a 40-minute video on YouTube or something. I'm like, well, I don't want to watch
some
that.
African warlord that's doing bad crap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the high school kids are going to stop. They're going to get right on that, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Sure. So he's an African warlord that did something bad, and they think by liking him on Facebook, everyone likes him on Facebook, then...
Well, I guess they have some sort of like fake company that you donate to. I didn't get the whole gist of it. If you want to get something through, a 29-minute video in this generation is not going to do anything.
Exactly. Make it a little shorter. Maybe
3 minutes.
Three minutes. Anything more than 3 minutes, the majority of America is going to be like, I don't got time for that shit, motherfucker. Yeah.
They're like, I'm hungry. I need to know.
I posted a troll status about that.
Yeah.
And like... I lost like 10 friends in like 5 minutes.
Oh my god, they're all behind it. Well, dude, you know, seriously, someone else watch it for me. Tell me what it is, and then maybe
there's an article on it on Wikipedia. Is probably your best bet.
You know what? Wikipedia always comes through. Wikipedia, America's most trusted source for news. It is mine. My first thing for everything is Wikipedia. What's Wikipedia saying about it?
Oh, I have a simplified version. I got a piece of it in history. I'll be right back.
There you go. Sounds good. Milkman is a big supporter of Mr. Cody, K-O-T-Y. Hey, ask Athena today. So the doctor's office. Cody, I don't know. K-O-T-Y?
Who the hell is Mr. Kotex? I don't know Mr. Kotex.
I don't
Kotex.
Know. I was like, Athena, you know anything about this Cody thing? Athena's got her head to the, you know, her ear to the ground when it comes to that. And then what's going on?
I'm not to clean up that damn chat there, Mono. If you guys don't straighten out, I'm not coming back and clean the chat up.
You're going to have to go in there and kick ass. Listen, and here's another thing that
I... I'll pull the chain out, man. I'll start whipping ass, man. Everybody's been around a long time now, man. And bullshit in my chat.
And listen, I want to get some answers from the people in the chat room, or Richie, you know, you're a kid, you know about this stuff, or anybody else, Dirty Aaron, Mikey129, who just joined us here. One of my guilty pleasures is the Jersey Shore. Of the few TV shows I watch, I don't know why, I watch like one of the worst ones out there, Jersey Shore. It's like a train wreck. Here's the thing. Like, I went out to go get my sandwich and my beers for the break, and it's like, it says Jersey Shore shakeup. Snooki's pregnant. Like, Snooki's pregnant. And like, they're discussing it on CNN. Like, when I walked out, like, you know, what's going to happen now with the Jersey Shore that Snooki's pregnant is a big thing. I'm like, what?
Pregnant again?
Well, she's never been pregnant before that I know of. Snooki hasn't been pregnant, but...
They didn't want to put it out on the news. I mean, come on.
I don't know. People hate on Snooki way too much. She's a dumb girl. I mean, she's a dumb girl. She's what she is. I don't know. You know, it's just like, seriously, what happened? I just want to know what happened with Snooki. What's the big deal? Huh?
Hey, dingbats can get pregnant, too.
They will have a right to get pregnant. No, even you can get a girl pregnant if you wanted to.
Hey, retards can do it.
I guess so.
Alright,
moving right along. Shame on you for knowing. Shame on you for knowing who Snooki is, Milkman. I thought higher of you than that. I was just kidding. I don't know anything about Jersey Shore. You. I expected more from you, man. Milkman. Alright, Gordon Downing in Liverpool, England. Is this some UK calls here? Come on, Mikey129's here. What's your problem, Mikey129? You got echo today on your phone?
No. In the chat room, I'm about to post a link why the whole Coney thing is a whole bunch of garbage. I'll put it on there right now.
Do that. I want to see.
Brought to you by 4chan. They know everything.
4chan. I spent a year hanging out, not hanging out in 4chan, but just going there regularly for fun. And it just...
It's in the thing.
Excessive. It's just... I got bored with it. Dude, and that one guy from Lulzsec got in trouble. He ratted out a bunch of people, right, Sabu? Holy shit. He sold out a bunch of the Lulzsec arm of Anonymous.
Hello?
Hello, is this Gordon Downing?
Yes.
Are you Gordon?
I'm not Gordon,
huh? Hi, I'm a friend of Gordon. I like to talk to him. I wanted to talk to him about kissing. And then they go. And they go. Call him back.
Another one prank. Another one hangs up the phone.
I know, but they could barely hear her. Stupid old lady.
Hello?
Stupid old lady. What's your problem? I don't care. I don't care for her. We got Gordon Edwards. We'll call him instead. Oh, boy. Gordon.
Who is it?
This is Cross. May I speak with Gordon, please?
Who is it?
This is Cross. Put Gordon on the phone.
It's 5:23.
I don't care. I have a clock. I know what time it is. I don't need to speak to you, woman. Put Gordon on the phone.
No.
What?
Gordon, somebody wants to speak to you, and he doesn't care what time it is. I don't care.
Hello?
What's the problem with your wife, huh?
Yes.
She doesn't have to be rude to me when I'm talking on the phone, you understand?
I can't hear you.
Your wife doesn't need to be rude when I'm talking on the phone, you stupid shit, you horse.
What?
Your wife is a stupid horse.
Thank you, goodbye.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have...
Shut up.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is on the phone. Please leave a message after...
We're not on the phone. They just hung up.
Welcome to voicemail.
I left it off the
hook. The person you have called is on the phone.
Yeah, big fucking deal. All right, Gordon Finley instead here in England. Let's give them a call. I'm about ready for a vacation. Might get away.
You've only been to work for a month.
I know. Well, like a weekend vacation, you know? Like a 3-day weekend. Yeah, just gotta get away. It's not away from work, just away from Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Yes, I need to speak with Gordon, please. And don't give me any mess. I'm not here to talk with you. Talk to Gordon.
Who is this?
This is business for Gordon. My name is Stanley.
We don't want to speak to you. It's too early in the morning.
No, he's expecting my call, and you shut up and put him on the phone, you stupid. Yeah, I'm to take a different approach.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
No answer there. We'll call Anthony instead now. Anthony Bacchino. Let's do it. Man, my knee hurts. I banged my knee today. Hurts. Shit. Need some painkillers. I'll drink beer instead.
Two a leaf last all day.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Anthony?
Hello?
Anthony.
Yeah?
I'm calling from the Royal Petrol National Association. I hope you understand that the price of petrol is very high right now.
Yeah, do you know what time it is?
I don't care. I have a clock. You don't have to tell me, okay?
It's 5:30 in the morning.
I don't care. Don't tell me that information. I'm not calling and find out the time. Okay.
I don't want to talk to you at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, listen, this is important. It's about this price of petrol.
I don't give a stuff about the price of petrol.
Shut up.
Don't you call me at 5:30 in the morning.
I'll call you all
up. You've woken the whole house up.
Listen.
You've woken children up.
How many children? How old are they?
Never mind. It's 5:40 in the morning. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States.
Well, listen, don't you call at this hour.
Please, listen.
You pick a proper time to call.
This is important business I'm talking about, okay?
I'll hang it up. I'm going to get the police onto you.
Shut up.
I'll get your number to get the police onto you.
Put your wife on the phone so I can get her horny. Okay. Oh, boy. Hello? Hello? Sending some kind of code.
Emergency police message.
Oh boy. boy. Nunu says, for UK calls, I should call as a gypsy selling driveways. Driveways, okay?
Like a pikey?
I guess. Gypsy Irish travelers.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is on the phone.
Shut up, fatty.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is on the phone. Please leave a message after the tone.
That ain't gonna work. All right, we got another Anthony. We got a whole bunch of Anthonys. All right, good. Let's do it.
Hey, Carlito, how come you were sandbagging KDK last week?
He always talked. That's what I was saying. He was acting weird. Why don't we just talk sandbagging?
He wasn't sandbagging him.
You're just like, this is the name, and he's like, why are you sandbagging me? Does he need to go to makeup first before he makes phone calls?
I know. I was like, dude, this is like, it's like, here's the name, the city and the country. There you go.
Does he want the color of the house?
I don't know what he needed. I don't know. Because he does the same exact things on his show, the same way. He gets the same numbers from the same guy. He's sandbagging me.
We should call him.
I get all upset if I call him.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, no answer there. Moving right along. What number was that? Ending in 5-6. Anthony Crosby in England, the one and only. Coming right up here.
Ask if he knows about the warlord, Coney.
That's a pretty weak name for a warlord, man.
Let's see, his name is Joseph Coney.
Hello, Anthony. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, is this Anthony?
What do you think this is?
Yes, I'm with the National Time Association. I was calling to let you know the time. It's 5:43 in the morning.
You stupid fool.
You asshole. You little monkey. Nice. I'm supposed to be a gypsy. Is that what Nunu said? I'm getting a message. There is a problem with the call. Hold on while we try to get the call back. All right, I'm going to hang up, everyone. I'm going to call Milkman back. Everyone regroup. All right?
Regrouping now.
Regroup. Everybody stand by while I reconnect Milkman and the rest of the conference. Thank you. Just a moment. I'll play a song. Dirty Aaron, the first one back.
Hello.
Congratulations, you're the first one.
For some reason, it says pending contact request.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Ow.
Ah.
Ah.
Good.
The hell am I? I got cut off again, damn it.
No, it's cool. Skype problem. I had to reconvene.
Hello?
Anthony.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Anthony?
Who's that?
Hi, my name is Charles. I'm an Irish traveler gypsy man. I'm calling to sell you a driveway. I make a good driveway for you.
I don't have a driveway. I live with the council.
Yeah, I was going to make a driveway for you, though, to lead up to your house.
No one's in the house I'm in is council property.
Oh, so they won't let you have a driveway?
No, I don't have a driveway.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if I made a driveway for you, then you could bend over with your pants in front of it, and I could drive a car up your ass? What the fuck is the council? Oh, my God. The council. Dirty Aaron, are you there? I lost everybody now. What the fuck?
I couldn't hear anything on the other end, though.
Yeah, now it says call on hold. What the hell?
Anyone? Maybe you have to shut Skype down altogether.
I have to shut Skype down. Milkman, can you hear me still?
All I could hear was you talking last time.
Really? Oh, shit. All right. Shutting Skype down, bringing it back up. We'll try again.
Okay.
All right. Milkman, you're back. Hey, man. Sorry.
You are better?
Some of your weird issues. I'm sorry, man. I'm working on it. Dirty Aaron's here. Dirty.
Oh, man. Sorry. Shake it off better. Shake it off. No worries. No worries.
You there, Dirty Aaron, sir?
Yes. Technodilic difficulties over.
All right. Good deal. I wanted to share you guys. Matt, Milkman, you're one of your good friends here. Madhouse Secret Source, the arm coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Some very special information here. Now, Milkman, I know you're a big fan of Blackout.
B.O., buddy. B.O.
Okay. Well, we've got some information here in regards to Blackout coming in from Madhouse Secret Source, the arm. Apparently, this is Blackout's hacked voicemail. So, apparently, someone hacked Blackout's voicemail and has sent me all his voicemails from his cell phone. Oh, my God. Should we be playing this? I mean, we've had 5 years of peace with Blackout. Yeah, I can't do this to Blackout, man. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. So, yeah, someone... Oh, boy.
So, they just recorded all that? Or you have the codes?
Yeah, apparently someone got into Blackout's voicemail and recorded all his voicemail. Wow. Yeah. That's all I got. I can't. Sorry, man. Holy shit. That's the arm for you. The arm does not hold back. The arm is fucking crazy. No. Anyway, everyone knows it.
Unbridled, uncontrolled, and raw as a mofo.
Yeah, Baz, everyone knows Michael Biggins is black. It's on his website. Everyone knows Michael Biggins. Everyone knows this. God, Baz, you know. Yeah, no, he's pretty.
B.O., baby.
Michael Biggins, a.k.a. If you go to his, if you go to Wikipedia, it says Michael Biggins, a.k.a. Blackout.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to edit this out of the podcast.
I know. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. I can't sell out a brother prank caller like that. And I was even on his show recently, you know? I can't do that to him.
I mean, is there anything even funny on it? I'm sure that's a bunch of bullshit.
All right, let's listen who Blackout is for those who don't know. Enigma says Blackout is Blackout is
Michael Biggins
Blackout.com Blackout alright, here's the deal. Blackout, one of the old original prank callers back in the Brill building, him and KDK and all them guys, the old guys, old crew, the first generation of internet prank callers. Blackout lays claim, his claim to fame. Well, there's a lot of people who were, they claim to be the first when it comes to internet prank calls. I was the first, I was this, I was that. Blackout's claim is that he was the first prank call on the internet. He had the first website that had recorded prank calls in real audio format on the internet. And so he's got the proof. He's got the domain registrations and all that. He can prove it. Do I think necessarily that's the case? No, I think he's just the one that can claim it. I'm sure before he was on there, there were prank calls circulating on the internet before that, back in the 90s.
Well, yeah, what about Dr. Lego?
Lego says he did prank call shows, like, in 95. Do I believe that? I don't know. I know I did a prank call show in 98.
Yeah, but he made that Spencer's pooping tape.
Yeah, well, that's no, it's not a prank call thing. Is the shitting? Nah, that's
something. Yeah, but that counts for something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's something else. I don't know.
What about the Jerky Boys? Didn't they?
I don't think they did really. They weren't internet related. They were just Jerky Boys just started. They were just some tapes that got circulated around, and they got famous.
They were pre-internet. Yeah,
they were pre-internet.
But they posted it early on the internet in the 90s.
Well, I'm sure their stuff was on the internet. I'm sure they had a website at some point. That was before the internet. I mean, technically, in my, like, with my prank call knowledge, the first prank calls, the earliest that were circulated around would have been the Red Tube Bar prank calls.
Those were the best, man.
Those were the first, because that's like 70s and shit, I think. I want to say the Tube Bars, like, late 70s.
Yeah, that's 70s, dude. That's definitely 70s shit.
Yeah, and those tapes were going around, like, bootlegged intensely, like 70s and 80s. Those were like the first prank call on whatever media you want to say, tapes or whatever it was back then. That guy, he was on Howard.
That's all there was. I mean, that's all there was tapes, maybe some records, but that's it.
Well, that guy, I mean, he explained the story on Stern, like, in 2007. He said he made it, you know, him and his friend, they were prank calling the Red Tube, and they made a tape out of it. They gave it to a friend, and the friend gave it to another friend, and it went all over the country like some freaking phenomenon. And he didn't get any money. He didn't get any money for it. And he re-released some mastered on a CD thing, and to make some money off of it. I don't know if he ever did, but in my estimation, the original, like when it comes to stuff like that, it would have been that guy, whatever his name is, Tube Bar, would have been the first. Right. After that, I don't know. Who, I guess,
like the guys that like did like the phone tricks, man. You know, with the they had Bubba on there, and you know, what the fuck was that? Always, guys always give them a hard Jim Bob.
Well, that was later. That was 90s. That was like 97.
Oh, was that 90s? I thought that was like 80s.
I could be wrong again. I might not be right. Like the first, I don't know, Tube Bar, and then like then all I, after that, all I remember is like I learned about the Jerky Boys my freshman year in high school. Andy. I met Andy in a Spanish class, and he was like, check these out, and I was like, oh, cool. No, bullshit. It was my other, I had two roommates in college, and we were friends from high school. Andy, our other friend Mike, the Neck, and me. Mike, the Neck, is the guy, he found the Jerky Boys, and he gave me a tape. He made a copy of it, and I was like, that was the first Jerky Boys album. I was like, oh, my God, this is fucking funny. That's when I first got exposed to prank. I mean, I would do prank calls to my friends, but that was the first I heard of someone recording them and giving them out and stuff like that. I think, as far as I know, Jerky Boys after that, and then that's when I started buying Jerky Boys albums, because every year a Jerky Boys album just about would come out in the 90s. And I don't think there was anybody else really doing that back then, man. It was just Jerky Boys. Jerky Boys blew up. They had the movie and all that and the MTV stuff. There was some black guy that did prank. Like, I remember, like, I would go to the mall every once in a while. I would go to the Sam Goody, and I would look in the comedy section for prank calls, and I would only find Jerky Boys. And one day, like, I was there, and the guy was like, "You can I help you?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm looking." I was curious if there's any more Jerky Boys stuff. It was like, "No, but there's this guy here. Buy this. It's only $9." I'm like, "Okay." And it was like some black guy, and it was a black guy doing prank calls, and it really sucked.
Oh, was it Ricky Smiley?
No. It was like he was just an old black guy. I swear to God, a legit old black guy. He wasn't like a young guy trying to make the voice. It was a legitimate, at least to me at the time, it was a real old black guy doing prank calls, and he made an album out of it. I never remembered who it was ever since then. I don't know. And then there was always the radio stuff. Like you had, yeah, Ricky Smiley came after that. There was the other one. There was some, there was, who were those prank calls? Back in the 90s also, they were on some radio station, and they released them on tape. The guy, it was the same thing. No, it was the same thing all the time. It was like, how big a boy are you? What the fuck was that? Those sucked so bad.
Oh shit, yeah, God damn it, man. Oh, man. That ass.
Roy D. Mercer, that's what, yeah, Roy D.
Yeah.
Mercer. Yeah.
Roy D. Mercer, God damn it, Mercer.
Yeah, that.
Are you?
Yeah, and they all suck too. But I mean, it was something. Roy D. Mercer, and then after
But I mean, you know, it was cute.
What else could you get back then? And then after that, the internet became big, and then everyone started doing the thing. Yeah, and this is where I get mad. That's where I know a few weeks ago I sounded kind of sore at Johnny Brennan, but it's like I was saying, he came back after all that time, and he's acting like he's Mr. Prank Call. It's like, dude, you got a lot of people that exploded the prank call scene. You have different sections of it. Like, there are so many prank callers out there right now. I mean, you've got the whole PCU, Blackout, KDK, Tad, Dr. Lego, Zolar, me, our little group that did shit, right? Then you got, like, the PrankNet people that have made the news and been really crazy with their fucking... You got the PLA side of stuff. Those prank calls that got circulated in the late 90s, early 2000s, and up to now, you know? And we're kind of together now a little bit. Well, you know, I'm in tight with PLA, but, you know, KDK is kind of getting involved with that and stuff like that. There's others. There's a whole bunch of other prank call sites out there. It's numerous. I mean, over the week.
Show, Crank Yankers, too.
Crank, yeah, that's right. Crank, and Touchtone Terrorists, also. They almost hit as big. That guy almost hit as big as the Jerky Boys. Not quite. He has some pretty good selling albums. He did stuff with Howard. He did the stuff on the Crank Anger show. He made it pretty big, not as big. And then there's all the radio shows that did their own prank calls, which for the most part, in my estimation, are all fake. I hate to break it to you. Like, I just know from doing prank calls myself since 2005, and even before that, when I was just recording them with my answering machine in the year or two before that, before I did a show.
Yeah, the woman, the black woman, the turd in the back seat.
Yeah, well, that was Wanda Sykes. But that,
yeah, that's it.
Well, that was a group. That was like Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla and stuff. They would get together and do pranks and release them here and there on the internet. And then they made Crank Yakkers out of that, kind of. You know, it was a conglomeration, like some of them here, like, because, like, Touchstone Terrorists got involved with them and all that stuff for a while. This whole little bits and the prank call thing is pretty big. And I just really think Johnny Brennan, at the very least, should acknowledge that. You know what I mean? Like, saying, like, Johnny Brennan, Johnny B, whatever you want to call yourself, Mr. Jerky Boy, acknowledge. It's a big prank call culture out there, and you're not the only prank caller out there. That's all I'm saying. And give me my interview that you promised me. That even if it wasn't you, it was your people. Someone from your side over there said, promote this podcast that Johnny Brennan's going to bring out, and we'll let you, you know, he's going to be on your show. You can talk about it and ask him whatever you want, or you be on his show and ask him whatever. Never got it. Never heard back. I found him on Skype. He's what's his name on Skype? Jerky Boys Johnny on Skype. Everyone, if you're on Skype, add Jerky Boys Johnny and tell him to be on Madhouse Radio. Do that. And
I'm gonna do that right overdue now. For his interview.
Yeah, yeah. At the very least, I want to talk to Jerky Boys Johnny. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, I just got hate mail.
You got hate mail.
One of them best statuses.
MSC3 Clay says, KDK says the Friday Night Cranks. You know, they're not, you know, that it's, isn't that a guy and the chick? I think that prank calls are prank calls. It's good. Keep the scene going as long as it's positive. Just what the PrankNet people are doing isn't cool, man. I mean, it's cool that you're doing prank calls. Yeah, this shit is funny.
Yeah, but they're taking and making destructive motions out.
Here's
of them. That's
yeah.
What it's all about.
That's it's
more
are
about
those
being
the guys
fun.
That you break out the room,
and, you know,
break
cute,
out the window
they're
yourself.
Not being,
yeah,
you know, stupid and dangerous.
Yeah, it's cool that you're doing prank calls, and yeah, they're funny. And a lot of this stuff isn't like that. You do stuff that's not violent and destructive, and that's cool. But the problem that you're not seeing is that the pranks that they've done. That have made the news and have cost thousands upon thousands of dollars of damage. All they're going to do, if it gets, and it almost got that out of hand for a while. If it gets to that point, it's going to destroy this because the FBI and the governments are all going to go after prank calls on the internet in every shape and form. You're not going to be able to get a domain registered out on it. Anybody who's doing prank calls is going to have to pull them down because they're going to get, you know what I mean? It's going to destroy the fun for everybody.
When Prankmaster was doing the bomb threats on a call, you know, like, what kind of idiot is that?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm sure at least one of those people listens to these shows or whatever, or some of those listeners listen to this stuff that we do here. I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's going to destroy for everybody. And if you want to be rebels and be like anonymous or whatever you want to do and do your shit, go ahead. But it's going to ruin the fun for everybody. Just my thought. Friday Night Cranks are okay. They're pretty good. I don't like the fact that website seems to be a lot of that. It's not a carbon copy of the Madhouse site, but a lot of the ideas that run around on Friday Night Cranks is like verbatim what I've been doing. Like, I've got requests to prank. They've got prank requests. Something like that. Like I was the first to have like a form. Like, you go to their site and it's like, use the form. And it's like, request a prank. And all the questions are the same. Like, on the request a prank form almost that they have there. I've changed mine since then, so it's not the same. But like, it's like obviously blatant.
They're trying to steal a good formula, man.
Well, that's fine. It's fine by me. As long as you're doing pranks, dude, go for it. You know, I would like it if you guys acknowledge Madhouse and PLA and everyone else. If we all got together and made a community, that'd be really cool. I think we would all benefit from collusion just a little bit. I don't think there's a need for all the prank callers after to be so like, oh, no. I don't acknowledge you. No. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, sometimes it's like that with a prank call game, right? It's like, no. I'm the coolest. I'm the best. I'm the only one. And my listeners shouldn't listen to you guys. We should all be separate. You know what I mean? And your shit sucks because my shit's the best. There's no need for that. It's way too small of a market. It's never going to grow that way.
So I'm allowed to listen to other prank call shows besides Madhouse?
Sure, man.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Promote Madhouse while you're there.
Like 3 months.
While you're there, promote Madhouse.
Oh, yo, Friday Night Cranks is like the same, except that they like beg for money every spot that they can.
Friday
Night Cranks shoes.
I know, right? Friday Night Cranks belt buckles. Yeah, I know. But one of those guys was here. He was in the Madhouse chat room not too long ago, maybe about a month ago. I think it was him. People said it was him. He seemed to be him. He seemed to be a cool dude. I've never seen their live show or listened to it. I've heard the pranks. Some of them are good. Some of them are long-winded, like KDK says. But no negative comments on my end. I've never had a chance to listen because I don't... Like, when it comes to Friday, that's me and my wife's time, you know? We're either going out to Red Robin and getting some burgers, or, you know, we go to the Swingers Club, stuff like that. Whoa.
When's Zolar coming back?
He is back. What are you talking about? He did a show Saturday.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't heard for a while.
Hello.
You should come over and visit sometime.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you? You should come visit sometime.
Is this Ruth?
Yes, hi. This is Cross. Is this Ruth?
Yes.
Yes, I wish you should come over and visit sometime. We can have some red wine.
What is your name? My name is Ruth.
Yes, my name is Joseph.
Who?
Joseph. Joey?
Joseph who?
Joseph. Joseph Dukakis.
I don't know you.
Well, I know you, Ruth. Come on. We got coffee.
Which country?
Hmm?
Which country are you from?
Well, I'm from the United States, but I live in Liverpool, England.
Oh, right.
You know me, right?
From where?
Yeah, from the, you know, we have, from the end of the coffee, you know coffee?
No, you've got the wrong number.
No, listen, Ruth, I don't mean to be brash here, but I find you attractive. You have a nice pair of legs on you. You know?
I think you're a bit crazy. I have no idea who you are.
Crazy.
To talk like that.
Crazy about you.
I don't know you.
Can I kiss you all over on your body?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Would you like it? That's the usual response I get when I talk to women.
Very cheeky. Softy, mate.
Yeah.
The usual response I get is getting kicked.
You should get kicked, yeah. Milkman's usual response is pepper spray to the face. So, we're all winners here when it comes to that. Poor Milkman over there. He just looks at a woman like, hi. Oh, boy. Guys, the prank call world, it's a fun little thing.
Would you like a little salt with your pepper?
Now, Nunu's the next one to get banned pretty soon here. I'm telling you.
Nunu, come on, I expect more of you.
I didn't expect anything of Nunu.
MPSA saying, I wonder if Curlito can do a prank. Nunu says I should do pranks, being rude. Wow.
Man, I see I'm going to have to make a visit back to the chat room. It's going to have to happen here. If you guys don't straighten out.
Clean that shit up.
Come on, man. Straighten these people out.
Well, that's the thing. Nunu was supposed to, you know, my trusted guy in the chat room, he lets it go out of control today. I don't know what's going on. Really disappointed in Nunu.
I dare Milkman to come back.
I'm really disappointed in Nunu also tonight. Very let down. Let that in a lot of you tonight, to be honest.
You new guys don't remember, you see. I sling the chain, man. I don't fool around.
Whatever. No one respects your power, Milkman, anymore. Sell out. Hello? Ruth? What? Ruth? Hello?
Hello?
May I speak with Ruth, please?
Who's that?
This is Ruth's boyfriend, Joe. Hello?
Yes,
I'm Joey. I'm Ruth's boyfriend. I've been talking to her for 2 weeks now. May I speak with her?
Luke's boyfriend.
Yeah.
You got the wrong number, mate.
No, Ruth Lafferty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Who are you?
I'm her boyfriend, Joey Dukakis.
Have you any idea what time it is?
No, I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Calling from Chicago?
We have an internet relationship.
Sorry, mate. Is she asleep?
No, listen, come on. You're talking to her right now. Let me talk to her. Please? Ruthie. Ruthie. Wow. Okay.
Can I get a crack? Can I?
Huh? Well, you want a crack at it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the same premise as you.
All right, we'll see if they answer. Calling back. I doubt they're going to answer. We got more roofs. Don't worry.
Ruth?
Oh, hi. You've reached Ruth and Paul.
Oh, hi. All right, I'll call a different Ruth. Richie, you take this away. All right, you take it.
Ruth. Okay.
That sounds going to be in my head now.
Hello?
Is Ruth? Is this Ruth?
Hello?
Hello there, Ruth.
Who is it?
You know who this is. You told me to call. This is Joseph. Joseph Scrigley.
Who?
Come on. Joseph Scrigley.
No. You've got the wrong number.
No, I don't. This is Ruth. You told me that you loved me. This morning on the internet, you typed it to me on the instant messenger. On the internet machine?
No.
Yeah, you did. Don't play hard to get. Come on.
No, I don't know anything about it.
I think you do.
To do is rig somebody up.
I think you know everything about it. You just don't want to tell me.
She's embarrassed. It's all right. I'd be embarrassed, too, if I had a relationship with a 14-year-old. It's all right, man. Richie, you know, one day you'll go to college. You'll do drugs, experimenting. It's cool.
Yep. Experimenting with sperm and drugs.
Mm-hmm. Experimenting with condoms.
Hello?
Ruth.
Yes?
Yes, I'm calling to invite you to the party.
Sorry?
The party, yes. There's a party. The pants party.
Whose party?
It's in the pants.
Party what?
Party in the pants.
Pants party.
Pants party, you're invited. You're coming. I'll try one more time. Bone Thuggish in the house. What's up, Bone Thuggish? Didn't see you walk in. In the chat room, I should say.
Bone Thug.
111, man. It's past time, but I'm still doing it. I got nothing else to do. Whatever. I feel like slacking tomorrow at work.
Me too.
You too. Whatever.
The pink cloud is over. Now it's just time to slack off.
You're one to talk. I wish I'd go back to school like you. I don't have to worry about shit. I don't know. Things are different now. You get into a fight in school, they'll arrest you. Back when I was a kid still, you know, you got in a fight, you got suspended, and then you got to stay home for 3 days. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, you might get drafted.
Now they'll tase you in fucking school and take you away in handcuffs. What the fuck?
They even get away with paddling. What happened to that fun pastime?
Look, teacher paddle me. I kick a teacher's ass try to paddle me.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. But yeah,
shit,
like
I got
cops.
Paddled so bad that my ass had damn calluses on it, man. Did you imagine an angel like me being punished?
It wasn't a paddle, man. They told you it was a paddle.
Yeah, you got touched.
You got touched.
Yeah, they touched me with that fucking paddle with the damn holes in it. God damn, boy.
They put speed holes.
When they give you about a third or fourth whack, man, you're like trying to hold back the tears. That fucker hurt.
They put speed holes in it.
Yeah, man. The real bitch-ass teachers had these paddles. They had these, like, holes. So, like, take a part of your ass meat and, like, go up in that hole so you'd feel that shit. Oh, yeah. Damn, that hurt.
See, when I was in, like around when I was in high school, like, yeah, I had a teacher, he was telling us in class, like, you know, you guys talk bad about this paddling thing, but, like, now you guys get suspended in detention and stuff, but, like, we used to give you an option, like, if you wanted, like, you know, he said that he would paddle the kid, like, back then, it wasn't a big deal, like, he would do it, he just hit you 3 times, and you wouldn't have to worry about getting suspended or getting in trouble, and, like, they wouldn't tell your parents.
I always used to take the paddling, too, man. I said, fuck that, getting suspended shit.
Yeah.
If I did that, my dad would beat the fuck out of me when I got home, man, so I always took the paddling.
Oh, so they paddle you, then they tell you your parents that you got paddled?
No. If you got suspended, they tell your parents. If you got paddled, they didn't say anything until, like, if your parents showed up for, like, PTA, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or they'd send a note, you know, we want to talk to you. Then you're in fucking trouble.
Then you're in trouble, yeah, dude. That's the whole thing, yeah. I never got suspended.
You know, we need to talk to you, you know? And they would make sure that the parents got it because they'd have to sign the note.
Yeah, I never got suspended.
God damn, you know, I got one time trying to, like, fake the signature. Oh, shit, that backfired. Yeah.
I never got suspended. I got detention once because I brought in fake dog shit and I put it in the teacher's table or on her desk, and I got in trouble for that. I got detention. I never got suspended, though. I got threatened with suspension, like, once or twice, but never got in trouble. I was pretty well-mannered in high school. By the time I hit high school.
Oh, I was, too, man. I was an angel.
Yeah, I played football and stuff. I never really. Well, someone mentioned wasn't it the football team, man?
I tortured the football team.
Okay.
Now, whenever I'd always like come here, you know, a few minutes late. Everybody had the goody good suckheads, right? You know, the jocks and the pretty boys. They'd all come early, right? So they could be on the coach's good side. I'd show up a few minutes late, but before the coach got there, man. And they'd all be sitting out there sucking around, you know, on the bench, you know, trying to, you know, figure out how they're going to, you know, get, you know, in the curry the favors of the coach.
Yeah.
And while they wouldn't be looking, I'd pick up these big-ass fucking tackle dummies. You ever seen them ones that are about as big as a man, right?
Yeah.
I would come running as fast as I fucking could from across the field from behind them at an angle. So if they turned, they wouldn't see me unless they turned all the way around. I'd take that fucking tackle dummy sideways, like, run, and I'd let go of it, man. It would just knock all of them right off the bench like fucking bowling pins. They would fly it up in the air.
Dude, I'll tell you.
Like, fuck you. Then it would have fucked me. Then I'd chase them all the way around the damn the football yard. And then finally, when the coach got there, I'd have to fucking run 25 laps. I did that shit every fucking day.
Wow.
Or I'd take these, like, double tackle dummies. You know, the ones that you hold, like, you know, with, like, two hands?
Mm-hmm.
I'd take one each hand, like, bam, throw one with the bomb and then release the other one, man. So whoever got this the first time, they got the second.
No, they had jokers like that when I played football. I'll tell you a true story here real quick, and we'll do like two or three more prank calls we'll call on a night. One of my prank call names, Ralph Littlejohn. I haven't used it in a while, but that's a real guy. When I played football in high school, there was a Filipino kid, fat Filipino kid, and he talked like the dead. He had that whatever that is, you know, hey, man, how you doing? He talked like that, and Ralph, he would always fuck around, man, and he would show up late, and he would show up late to practice. We'd all be out there practicing and doing our warm-ups, and he'd show up late. The coach was getting mad at it, I remember, and he showed up at the end. We told him, Ralph, all right, you got to bring the cones with you. You got to set up the cones. It was an important job. Whoever got the cones, you had to set them up before practice, and if those cones weren't there when the coach made it out to the field, we were all doing, like, sprawls, up downs, where you run in place and he whistles, he blows the whistle, and you got to jump on the ground flat.
Like in fucking squat thrust.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers just tear you up.
They tear you up.
100 of them fuckers.
Well, we had to do 100 of them once because, you know, we're out there and we're already.
Yeah, but 100 punishment and then 100 yeah. for the normal exercise.
Well, it was right before we started doing our warm ups and stuff. Like, we already got to do a bunch of laps as it is, and then we got to do fucking whole 100 fucking up downs. And we're out there, and we're like, where's the fucking cones? And, like, Ralph's got the cones. Like, ah, shit. And then we see the fucking coach coming out. He's like, where's the cones? Father, God damn it. You know, Father, up-downs. And we're out there halfway through the up-downs, and we see Ralph coming slow as fuck with all the cones and shit. And, no, but this is bad. No, we whooped his ass. Like, you ever see fucking, what's that Vietnam movie where they beat up Private Pyle? With the soap party.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. We just about did that to him, man. Like that same, like after practice, like we're in the locker room and they tied him up and we all started beating him with all our equipment and shit. And he was crying and all this shit. And then his dad came in. His dad was like this World War II vet. He came in the next day. He's like, these fuckers beat up my boy, you know, and shit. You know, and I'm like, we don't give a fuck. He never did that shit again, though, man. He used to fuck around all the time and all that. And yeah, we beat his ass. But I actually, I'm cool. I used to like Ralph. And we're, I actually talk to him a lot on Facebook now. He's a trucker. He's a good guy. I mean, he's just a little slow. At least he wasn't a slow in the head. He had good grades and stuff, but he was just slow talking. But man, we hazed him really bad because he fucked us up that day. We're all pissed yeah. off, man. We're like, you don't get away with that shit in our team, man. We fucked his ass up. Yeah. But that was bad.
Yeah.
Like,
that was the good old days, man. You clear that fucking bench out and then, you know, you get some of the big guys, man, right? But man, when there ain't no coach around, all's fair, man, you know, you can mix it up, man.
Yeah.
You wanna throw down, you know, throw some wrestling moves yeah. in, throw a karate move in.
Yeah,
you know?
Coach knew good, too. You know, coach is new. Coaches knew they encourage
they
it almost.
Nothing to do with that shit. They would run.
The coaches kind of encourage it, like you gotta get this guy.
And then they would tell on you. That was the one that the fucking pansies would tell, right? The tough guys would kinda shut up.
Nah,
you know, like,
our coaches didn't give a shit. Our coaches didn't give a shit. They let us get away with it because they knew we didn't need to get him his ass in gear. They're like, do it. Go for it. Haze him. Get his ass. He never fucked up again. But his dad came in and everything. Coach is like, we didn't see nothing. Like, what are you talking about? He didn't tell us. If something happened, he should have told us. Nope. Sorry. It says right here. Nope. He didn't come up. Nope. Did you hear anything, Coach Johnson? Nope. Coach Worthington? Nope. Didn't hear nothing. Nope. Didn't happen. He never fucked up.
I used to do that shit on the wrestling team, too, man. I was like one fucking hell of a wrestler, but I'd start working out with my weights back in like fifth grade. I was like smaller than everybody, right?
Yeah.
I started fucking working out, and I was drinking protein drinks, and I just kept working out. And, man, it, like all of a sudden, man, I was taking my supplements. All of a sudden, I started getting stronger and bigger, and all these motherfuckers used to beat my ass every day because I was so small. And man, when I got the wrestling boy, and man, those guys are big. I'd chase the heavyweights, man, clear down to the flyweights. Man, I'd be chasing their asses around because if I got a hold of you, man, I'd pick you up over my head. I'd body slam you. I'd do like the big time wrestler moves, you know. Any move would count. You know, you want to do karate move? You know, you want to do a drop to your knee and slam? You know, or a head and arm slam? It's like, God.
That's dirty. Well, look.
I just tortured them motherfuckers. All of them would just fucking, you know, be tattletale and give you shit all the time. But, man, when it was my day to come back, boy, oh, my God, they hated to see me coming, man, because I ran their faces through that shit, man. That was the good old days, man.
Well, on that note, I think we'll end the show here. I'm going to have to drop you guys, except for Milkman, because he gets priority, gets in the show. I'm trying to do UK calls, and this is not enough Skype credit. And Skype will automatically redo the credit, but it'll take a few minutes, and it's late. It's 1:20. I got to work tomorrow, so we're
going to you got to work in the morning, man. Don't push it. We don't have to try and pop off a great show, man.
There we go.
I think, you know, a good show will stand in the eyes of the listeners.
There you go. Well, Richie's gone already, but Dirty Aaron, this is your time. Goodbye, sir. Have a good night. Thanks for being on.
Peace.
Goodbye. Dirty Aaron's gone. Milkman, you want to get us out of here, man?
Yes, sir, my brother. Man, I tell you, once again, it's that time. You know, we all kind of hate to see it, but you know what? It's something we do every week, and that means that there's going to be another good show coming up. So when you hear these famous announcements, right here, We do this every week for you. Why? Because we love you. The most interactive show that you can find right here on the internet. All we do is we ask that you give us the time, and we'll drop the time, drop the dime on the motherfuckers. You just bring your friends or bury it, bring your enemies. They're always welcome here at the Madhouse. I'd like to thank our special, special hitman of the numbers, man. The numbers hitman, a little trim news. I'd like to also thank our UK counterpart there, our point man, Nunu. He's getting a little bit lame at the bit. We're going to have to have a little conference with you, Nunu. We know we love you, but you know, you're going to have to tighten up.
We have a parent-teacher conference with Nunu.
That's right. Nunu, you know, I'm counting on you, brother. You got to keep my chat room in line. Also, like to thank all the people that contributed and gave us the numbers, the Request to Prank fans, some of the guest callers. I'd like to also thank our friends over at Cacti Radio. And I'd like to thank Ted Webb, who's missing action tonight. Ted Webb and his crazy long-ass URL. What is it?
BluePlanetPrankRadioMachine.net.
There you go, .com.net.
BlueWaffle.net. his new website is BlueWaffle.net. Great site.
There you go. I'd like to thank him especially, too, and all the other guys that couldn't make it. Reclude, wherever you are up there in heaven, you know, we're still waiting for you to return, or the Messiah. We'd like to see all you guys come back and stop by. Zolar, why don't you come out and give us a holler, man? We're also waiting for that Beastie Boy to come in and make his interview. Good, man, you know, because he wants to spread his fame. You know, he's got to get on to the current situation right here. The Madhouse has been running rampant over the internet for quite a while, and we're still here coming next week. Look for us here, same bat channel, same bat time. But do not forget our fearless leader of the Madhouse Militia, the Generalissimo Hermanito. Much love to you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Milkman, and much love to you. That's Milkman over there, milkman.com. Check him out. We're going to call it a night here. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Everyone who sent in pranks, Lonesome Loser also, prank requests, rather. Got to as many as I could. And, yeah, whatever. There you go. Yeah, Zolar does do shows. You were mentioning he did a show Saturday. It was pretty good.
Okay.
He's a battle
out of the loop, you know. I don't know who's doing what these days. I just miss him, you know, because, like, sometimes he used to pop in. I was just hoping maybe that prompts him to, like, pop in and say hello, because he's still very much loved over here.
Yeah, definitely. He's got a site. I think it's Zolar Pranks. Yeah, it is ZolarPranks.com.
Is Stone Dog still doing his stuff? What was Earth Dog?
Yeah, I think Earth Dog's still with him, yeah. They never talk on the air together, but he still backs him up, yeah, so he's still there. And,
I don't think anybody ever did hear his voice, but he would never talk, but yeah, he was always kind of in the scene.
Yep, like Nunu. There you go. And, yeah. There you go. What else can I say? I don't know. What else is going on? That's about it. Visit all that stuff. MadhouseLive.com. Also, yeah, just to reiterate, please go to the Madhouse.
I think I'm turning Chinese.
The Madhouse Radio YouTube channel, Madhouse Radio on YouTube. Please subscribe to that channel. Much appreciated. Leave a comment in the channel. And also leave comments and hit like on the videos there. Would be much appreciated.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be more active on YouTube here also. And I'll tell
Hermano, we had a special guest too from Germany. Mo, thank you so much. Also, do not forget Jim Stewart. We miss you. Miss in action. Please come back. Right. Thank you, Hermano.
Thank you. And we're done. Good night, everybody. We'll catch you
next
time.
Good night,
week.
Everybody.
Richie's back. All right, bye, Richie. See you later. Bye, little man.
All right, peace, brother.